In a world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rifle, Jedi Mom, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Toku news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 13.
Kaidojin!
So you decided to go with that? You did?
Yep, I decided from my future self's suggestion. We had a conversation earlier, it was like, yep, Kaidojin.
My future self decided to just go to sleep.
He was sung to sleep to Garo.
These stickers are ass monkey.
Totally.
What stickers?
These stickers. I'm building LBX Phantom, and his stickers are absolute bullhock.
Bullhock. I hate the stupid ones like for his head where you put a silver sticker on and then cover it up. What's the point?
To make it metallic.
I can't even see it.
Well, it's not my fault that you don't have eyes.
Well, it's that one guy's fault from Garl that stabbed him. I don't even know who it was. Just some guy.
You don't even know who it was. We keep forgetting his name.
Hojo. No, that's the guy from Wars. Here so anyway, go. One-ups.
Hojo Muraku.
Onesies.
No.
So, Brian, have you bought a bunch of Ultra Kaiju yet 500s yet?
No.
I know you're itching to.
I haven't even bought any other Ultramans yet.
Oh, I did. I got like a bunch of them.
I got this and this and this, but I hate the show.
I mean, pretty much summed it up.
Yeah.
Like, this show's pretty garbage, but these toys are pretty neat.
Kind of like Forze, except not, because the toys kind of suck, too.
Like, they're not bad. They're just not really that great, either.
The Forze toys?
Yeah.
You like, played with Podachokin?
Okay, the food droids are pretty awful. They look cool, but...
I mean, he got Zeron punched in the balls, man.
This is true.
But you saw the Hurricaners are up on Tamashii now, and they are in fact exclusive, so that makes me happy.
I'm not happy they're exclusive. But...
I wasn't really expecting them not to be.
I know, exactly. Plus, we don't have to fight for them now. We just go, Oki, bye. And he goes...
You don't fight for fucking Sentai figures.
They just sit there
and stay in stock forever.
You stay in stock forever.
Unless you're from G-Ranger.
And then you're like, MMPR, Zong.
And then they sell out and then unsell out.
Unsell out.
They deal.
Everyone cancels. Like, oh shit, I just bought a Z-Ranger figure.
Shit, I can get this in America.
Bluefin can import this for me at twice the price. So.
I can get this American.
It doesn't even come with the American parts.
Let's see. So I got
a penis.
A bunch of candy toy and gashapon judenshi as well as Plezon from CS Toys.
Oh, your mother's a whore.
On the same day, I got the gold Gosei Morpher from eBay as well as six of the seven.
It's made of gold!
It's not actually. Remember?
Did you take it to a jeweler? Did you go investigating like Raz?
I just took his word for it.
Your Vinky was a key?
What?
My Vinky was a key!
My Vinky was a key, opens it. Gotcha! I still like the idea of like a jeweler thinking it was cursed, and I wish it didn't say gotcha, so they open it and just say gotcha, and they just run screaming.
I was like, gotcha! And let's see. I got all my little Skylander Giant sidekicks. Those all came in the mail. My Oki box came in, which was also my Amiami box. So I got a whole bunch of new toys.
I think mine should be here the next day or two. That'll be fun.
Two LBXs, a ton of figurettes I don't want. A bunch of toys from a show I hate. And a Judenshi box and a Kyoriger bag.
The important thing to take away from it is LBX.
Yeah, because Phantom looks cool, and Lucifer is a hyperfunction, so he doesn't suck.
And you got to reach into your box and go, Lucifer is here.
It's always fun. You don't get to do that too often.
The secret show me how long I've gone grimdark.
Like, seriously, Delu Knight is the only figure in this batch I was excited for.
Most of them, you just said, this is going on the sell list. You're on the bubble. Who's on Medusa? She was on the bubble.
You know, I know that feeling because I just opened my Junoki box and I was going through them and I'm like, because it's like, hey, I'm like, Axe form. All right, I guess you're Deno. So I kind of am okay with you. I pull out Walls Gill. I'm like, yeah, you exist. I'm like, you're Cyclone. All right, this is double. So I'm okay with that. Like, ooh, look, Phoenix. He's pretty. Puts aside. Like, I pulled them all out, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, I was only moderately enthused by a couple, only because, like, oh, well, you're double, so
like, I'm moderately enthused about Tyranranger just because I like the Sentai figure arts. Same with the Akiba girls, because they're Sentai figure arts, but...
They fixed them.
Like
they didn't take their uterus out, but, like, they fixed the figures.
Tyranranger is basically Dragon Ranger, which is sitting on my desk, and...
And then all you have to do is paint him green, and then put the armor on it. So elaborate.
So anyway, all that stuff is here and going to get reviewed eventually. And I got a new camera.
How did you take that?
It's pretty. And I got the last San Diego Comic-Con card, so that's all going to be in my... Go somewhere for review, so that's all. I'm building Phantom. In the future, he will not have been built yet. In the future, we will also have a spray can.
Brian will be poorer in the future.
I will be poorer. I will be greatly poorer in the future. Not because I bought stuff, but because something didn't happen yet.
Did you win at the casino, Brian?
No. I will not disclose how much I won, but it was very fun.
Do you want to share some?
Hashtag winning. I think that you should share some with somebody that you owe money to. I'm not sure who that is, but he's in this fictional room.
Once I figure out this HLJ order, I'll give you what's left of my PayPal.
Okay.
What are you HLJ ordering?
Well, I'm trying to get the Sentai Sent and Toba Spino to ship with that LBX kit that's been sitting in my private warehouse for almost 2 months.
I don't have a vagina.
But I don't...
You, like, lost interest in your answer.
It's HLJ, so I don't
sorry,
think it can
I
happen.
Got bored. It wasn't about me, so I got bored. You know how I am. I like attention. It wasn't about me. I just gave up and went home.
This neck joint in Phantom is awful.
See, it can't go in, right?
Right.
That sounds dirty.
As much as I tried, it just wouldn't fit in the hole.
I have that problem.
I tried using the smaller side.
I see what you mean, though.
Yeah, we all know Dawson has a
I was looking
package.
For the sex joke answer first.
The joke is that Dawson has a small package. That's the joke.
Totally.
Just like Brian's mom.
But anyway, yeah, I won lots of money and I'm happy, so.
Your upset mom is a small package, Brian. I would be too.
It's okay.
Me so horny, me so stupid.
Charles right, his joint system sucks.
Yeah, your dick sucks.
Okay.
Your cook sucks. Oh.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah. You need to get a better cook, Brian.
Okay. You're such a stupid Ryan, why does nobody have that movie ring set?
I don't know. Hobby Surgeons and CS Toys are the only two people that got them.
They just
it's not up on Ami Ami, it's not up on HLJ. I think they didn't realize. I thought they thought Wizard was over.
Guys, can you believe the Gaim stuff's not even up on Mandaraka, even though the series doesn't come out for 2 more months? Can't even believe that.
Where did that happen at? Because I want to punch whoever did that. Sorry, I haven't been on Twitter in the past few hours. I've been doing other things with your mom. By the way, your mom loves when I do those things to her. I just want to point that out.
Okay. Apparently, Gaim's toy site's supposed to launch in like 42 minutes.
That's oddly specific.
His toy site? Like, he has
it's
a whole
site.
It's
got a countdown. It's
gonna happen. Oh, shit on my dick. I have like this urge to buy the Detailed Hero books after.
It's because they're amazing.
Like, I was like, oh, they're so pretty. Well, I saw yours at Morphicon for O's, and I like.
Yeah, this started.
It gave me a massive erection, Ron Burgundy style, and I don't know what to do. Awesome. I wanted to just rub my face on it.
I wasn't allowed to go.
Oh, okay.
Like, leave now. Get out.
Okay, just goes to bed. I'm actually sort of tempted, but let's see. Not that much this week. I did get my small package in the mail. I thought it was already on me, but apparently they had to send it to me. So I didn't get like Plezo and stuff. So it was just a few figures and LBXs. So I built my Phantom yesterday, and he's not the greatest, but I didn't find him to be that bad. His stickers are mainly the most annoying part, and his head joint.
Giggity.
I haven't really got anything else. I did find that stupid MMPR Mega Block set.
Dick hole.
At Toys R Us. Nothing else, totally. Still, I'm on season 3 of Raising Hope now, so that's fun.
I don't want to raise your hope, I want to crush it.
Okay, Phantom.
Phantom, eh?
I want to send you into despair.
Kaidojin! Kaidojin didn't even fit in there. I just felt like saying his name. That sounded weird. Anyway. But yeah, that's really about it. There hasn't been that much this week. My summer class finally ended, so I can get away from that stupid douchebag teacher. I can hate him.
Your mom?
My mom's my teacher.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. So, like I said, I opened my Junoki stuff finally. Like, it's been sitting there for like a week. I just didn't do anything with it. But I started my latest vlog. It is going to be at my house this time. So,
yay. Can we shout out Brian's LBX army?
That's a thing now. And I did also record a couple of reviews while I was there. I recorded one the other day as a test of a ring set. Just to see how like the lighting and just the setup was, and then yesterday I did some figure arts with it. I did X, both Gavin's.
Books?
No, they're all on the shelf. You'll see what it looks like when it goes up. They'll go up in a couple of days.
No more jank.
No more books. No, just get like let's just get rid of them. They're useless.
Thanks, Alpaca. What else was I going to say? Oh, I did X, both Gavin's, and I did...
You did X?
Yeah, I did X. I reviewed X.
Definitely not X. I don't know what you're talking about.
I reviewed X. It was amazing. Drank a lot of water, though. Let's see. Did I buy anything? I found the Stealth Tech Raphael and Michelangelo. And
those are
they're all like wearing black outfits and they have like spy gear and shit like grappling hooks and stuff. And I found a classics Michelangelo for my sister, so she finally got her Christmas present from last year. I finally found an armored Might Red Ranger in stores. That was fun. I'm like, yay, I got this thing I should have gotten months ago, but nowhere ever had it.
They were trying to get rid of mine at all my Targets. I think they still are.
Like, every time I go to a Target, a Toys R Us, a Walmart, they either had none of the armored figures or all they had were the Megaforce ones. And I'm like, I want Red Ranger, damn it.
Red Ranger.
I know, and they were all like, nope, can't have them. And I'm like, oh, you bitches. And I saw this on the shelf, I like ran to it and grabbed it. Let's see. I was upset because I found the other Pokeball ones at Target, but I couldn't spend the money at the time, especially because, like, look, here's a Leafeon. I can't buy it right now.
So you found the new ones at Target?
Yeah, I found the new ones at Target. I saw Leafeon. Rotom and I like Rotom.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
No, that's creepy. I forgot who else. I thought it was Deoxys or somebody. And I wanted to purchase, and I couldn't purchase, and I was so upset because I was like, "It's just an Eevee. I have to buy it, and I can't. I want to go back." Anyway, so the little one is now addicted to Xena, Warrior Princess. I don't know if I mentioned that last week.
No, you mentioned it on Twitter a couple days ago.
Scared of Japanese people.
She's scared Brian's of Japanese. Mommy. Brian and his mommy.
Oh, yeah, I am.
So,
greatest mother ever.
A couple weeks ago, we went to Barnes & Noble like we do, and they had, they had a sale of, TV, DVDs, season ones, 50% off.
Look, it's the same price as Target now. No, wait, still cheaper at Target.
I don't know, because Xena was like $20, and then I got it 60% off. So I got for $8 or something. So I was like, okay. So we bought it, and she started watching it with her, and then she kept saying, I want to watch Xena. I want to watch Xena. They finished the set. She's like, I want to watch more Xena. She's like, I don't have any more Xena. It's over. Well, then I just got her season 2, still cheap. It wasn't $8. I think it was $11 or something. Yeah, it was the last night of the night before. She was like, all right, pick a movie to watch to go to bed. And she grew up and grabbed Cinderella 3 or something.
Streets.
And, yeah.
Picking it easy.
So she was like, do you want to watch Cinderella 3 or you want to watch Xena? She's like, oh, watch Xena. So she'd rather watch Xena than watch Disney Princess. So that was fun. Which she falls asleep watching it. But tonight I went over there and she took my phone. And I have that app. I forgot. It's the Pokemon TV app. I think it's called the one we watch the episodes.
Yeah.
Well, she hits that one. I guess she saw Pikachu's face and it excited her or something. I don't know. She doesn't really know what Pikachu is. I guess she was smiling at her. This looks nice. Smile. Clicks it. So she pulls up an episode. She goes, I'm gonna watch that one, and hits it. And it was the one where from Hoenn, where they get to the Doofer Gym and they meet Brawly. He's out there surfing and stuff. Well,
surfing.
That's surfing and jerking off. Circuit. I'm circuit off here. God.
He was circuit. Right, which I already thought was funny because I've forgotten just how much like a little girl Ash used to sound until it started playing.
Oh, wow.
And she's sitting there and she's just watching away and she's laying on the bed watching it and enthralled by it. Well, my girlfriend comes in from getting a shower to get a change of clothes. And she said something, and Kaylee just goes, "Shh, Mom, I'm trying to watch TV." she had to listen to this. And then she threatened her with hot sauce, and then she was all apologetic and like, "No, I want hot sauce." Although the other night we had tacos, and she wanted to taste the fire sauce. And she goes, "It's hot. I want to try that." I was okay. She tries it a little bit. She sits there for a second, like a little kid does, and then starts freaking out. She's like, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. She starts drinking her water real fast, and then she goes, I want more. We're like, oh,
shit. You should have tried to play Japanese as she was freaking out.
Oh, God.
See what happens.
Yeah, because that's what I want to do, is really just scare the shit out of her.
Yeah, that's the point. That's why it's...
You have to create that connection in her head between Japanese and hot sauce.
Well, the thing that was upsetting is that she liked the hot sauce. So they were like, well, we can't use this as a punishment too much longer because it's not supposed to be enjoyable. It's supposed to get upset by it. But she's like, oh, yeah, fucking hot sauce. Give me some of that shit.
That's how she talks, huh?
You don't know. She might...
Give me some of that shit, Nigglet.
That's what my neighbors say to me at Animal Crossing. So I gave one of their phrases as Nigglet, and it spread like wildfire.
That's awful. Where did my Meteor Storm ring go? I can't find it now. That's not good. Oh, well. Anyway. Oh, wait, it's at the house. Never mind. That's why I can't find it. But, yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I had any other things that happened. No, I haven't got anything else. I don't know, I probably got I got more of these Ultra 500s sitting here on my thing. I got like a billion backorder emails because this one's backordered, that one's backordered, and I'm going to send you a separate email for each one. And you can't get there. Hey, what?
Said your mother's backordered.
I wish. You know, they can't get their shit straight over there because they're fucking stupid. But whatever.
My army or your mother?
Both. Okay. My mother's backordered. She can't get her shit straight. She's just, you know, screwing around.
Screwing around, being backordered.
Let's like, yeah. What the fuck? So,
in stock.
I mean, like, and she likes dinosaurs. We started watching dinosaurs. I put that on for her.
Not the mom.
She's all excited. I'm like, I'm worried now. I shouldn't let her near a frying pan. because she's just going to hit me, and I can't handle that. But she, and then there was something happened. Oh, they had a nighttime scene, so she got all scared.
Was that night?
Like, nothing scary was happening. They were just out, like, because it was all, like, you know, dinosaur time, so there's all, like, the big trees and
fuck
stuff.
Trees.
And,
fuck nature!
And, like, and it was all, like, foggy, misty, and it was, like, nighttime. She starts freaking out. She's like, I'm scared. I'm like, calm down. Although, I think she actually referred to my Kyogres or something the other day as Power Rangers. I don't know where she heard that from, because no one here talks about Power Rangers. But
culture.
That was kind of weird. So that's kind of weird. But she's like, I'm going to play a Power Ranger. I'm like, okay, you do that. I don't know where you heard that from, but that's kind of cool, I guess.
Little girl, these aren't Power Rangers. This is a Super Sentai. It's mature and for adults.
This is a serious adult show. Beep boop beep boop beep boop beep boop.
This is a serious show for adults, okay? I can't stress that enough. They use curse words, and there's alcohol and blood. This is a serious show for adults.
They stood next to beer once in 1990.
1991. And they actually do get shot and stuff. They're Five Man in 1990, you idiot.
I was talking about Jetman.
Yeah. Five Man was 1990. Oh, Jetman was 1991.
It should have been in 1995. They're gonna be Five Man. What's their problem?
Well, actually, I mean, originally Mass Man was gonna be Five Man, hence all the fives on their shit. But they saved that. So, Brian, do we have nudes?
No. Now it's time for superhero time.
We can do aerosol.
We're mourning aerosol's computer death. That was awful.
I was supposed to be better, but I completely forgot about it because I'm just trying to hurry up.
Oh, okay. Like, I can do aerosols one. I was like, all right, well, I'm just sitting here being a spray can alpaca because I don't know what I am. And
how's that?
I just get interrupted by Kevin every 5 minutes because I suck at life.
Oh, that one.
Why does he suck at life? Because you're an asshole.
Well, no, that wasn't a good one.
Oh, whatevs. Okay. When can we just go back to California?
It's debatable for me.
Yeah, Dawson's scared of small children.
Yeah, no, I just hate them. Sorry, no offense. But offense. Why'd you have to pick that shit up?
I have to pick up a small child. Once you touch it, the mother won't take it back.
It's like a break you buy thing. You break, yeah. You buy.
What is going on?
What? Talking about children? Something wrong with that?
No. Children. Okay. So yeah, aerosol will be here later. Even though he'll still be gone, but he'll be here. It's really complicated.
He'll be back, but he'll have already been here.
So. It's timey-wimey RR things.
You'll understand later, maybe. So, in terms of PR news, that Lightspeed through Dino Thunder sets coming out in November.
Box is pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. I get more DVDs, and I'll have more seasons, and...
Yeah, I'm just gonna, I think, just get the sets instead of...
Suck it, MMPR helmet.
Mostly because I don't want to double dip.
Yeah, I don't like to double dip in that stuff, you know.
I like to double dip my nuggets.
That sounds dirty.
Not my DVDs.
I double dip my nuggets.
The way you said it, too.
I feel like there's something else PR related, but I don't remember and don't really care. So here's there's this whole mega announcement today, and you'd think it would be about Megaforce, but it's not. It's about Pokemon.
So, I know, it's so mega exciting.
Mega excitement. Whatever that was a thing at one point in our lives.
Hashtag mega excitement.
Yeah, that. So the Koro Koro issue for this month has started to leak, and
they really need to plug it. You know?
It's really awful. There's pus everywhere.
Oh god! instead of water, like a pipe leakage, you go for pus.
I'm sorry, that's the first thing.
Now I'm just picturing a sink leaking. Fucking egg. leaking. God damn it! I can't say the word leaking. Leaking pus.
It could be leaking sewage everywhere. That'd be gross too.
Link the sink. That was Baby Link. So, remember that Mewtwo from a while back? It's been a big thing.
He's a Digimon.
Well, it's not a form change. It is a Mega Evolution.
That's right. Mega Evolution.
DNA Trunks.
Mega Mewtwo.
Overdrive.
Warp.
Digimon.
Pokevolve.
Pokevolve.
I love Mega Evolutions.
So the Koro Koro scans show, obviously, Mewtwo, as well as Mawile, who is now a Steel Fairy type, as we read the rumors a while back. Ampharos, whose Mega is apparently gets the Dragon type. And then Absol, Lucario, and Blaziken all have Mega Evolutions. Absol gets wings and bigger emo hair.
He's like a really cutting-edge haircut. It's like contemplating the meaning of life.
Ampharos...
He's really emo.
Ampharos does nothing but turn fab. seriously, I love this fucker thing. Like, it's so basic. All it does is get a, like, giant flowing white locks and a big bushy tail, and they call it a Mega Evolution.
He becomes, like, a colonial judge. Like, he just gets this big white wig going on.
And then he attaches one onto his ass, too, for yeah. measure.
He makes his tail fluffy.
Miles' head, just gets even more terrifying, and it gets, a pink kimono.
It, splits, looks like,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's what it looks like. It's got, two of them now. And they do, that's seriously kind of frightening.
I thought the same thing. I was scared.
I mentioned Absol already. Lucario... He's got, Giratina shit coming out of his head. And he's got a bunch of red on him and a big bushy tail. And Blaziken just looks badass.
I know, right?
So badass.
If Blaziken wasn't badass enough, they were like, what can we do to make this more badass? They're like, is that possible? And someone in the room's like, I think it is. Let's do this.
Blaziken just... I like Blaziken enough. But the little thing that they did to his design just look really cool.
Like making the legs black?
Yeah.
Black legs are always better. They're faster. Come
You're
on.
A fag.
You're a I like how fag. That's a proper way to respond to a comment like that.
Goddamn racist.
Respond to racism by saying, "You're a fag." Just saying.
Now, Brian... Do you think we could? I mean, because I know they say here, it's not all of them are gonna have it. Do you think so I see Blaziken. You think all the starters will have one?
I want to say yes, just because I feel like Blaziken getting it and other starters not is just really weird.
I just want to see what all the other starters for.
And I really, really, really want a Mega Charizard.
I want, like,
I want a Mega Frelegator.
Yeah. Like, Blastoise, I think, could be cool. Typhlosion, I'd like to see, even though he'll probably be kind of basic.
It's basic.
Empoleon. Infinite by Warrior could end up being like a redo of Blaziken, but it would still look cool.
Like, this entire thing is like fan art where people take a Pokemon and like, what if it evolved again, or what if it just became really badass? That's basically what this is.
Or what if it became extra emo?
Oh, like, what if it became badass? Like, just made a life choice.
Like, I wonder if this means that we're not going to get a Mawile evolution when this is what we're getting instead.
Probably not, since we're getting this. Like, I don't see it evolving and then still having, like, this mega form for pre-evolution.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
Which also means we weren't even getting an Absol evolution either.
But these are decent-ish substitutes. Absol not so much, because Absol just kind of became more emo and got wings. But
Lucario, I think, looks pretty cool.
Lucario's really cool. Mawile, I'm okay with.
Mawile scares me.
Lucario looks like he grew herpes everywhere.
Oh God.
But like, I'm okay with Mawile as a slight like evolution looking thing, because I think that could easily pass as a legit evolution for Mawile.
Yeah.
I can't froze or Absol not so much.
Well, these are sort of legit evolutions. I mean,
yeah, they're just a really different kind of.
I know next month we're going to get more information, I think a few more or something it said.
Yeah, let's see. It says, not all Pokemon have Mega Evolutions. In order to Mega Evolve, the eligible Pokemon needs to be holding the Mega Stone. As predicted, the Mega Pokemon appear in battles only. Mega Evolutions have increased stats. Korokoro, citing two examples, Mega Lucario has higher attack and Mega Absol has higher attack and speed. Mega Mewtwo obviously has higher speed, as we saw in the Genosect film. The Blaziken item cannot be found through normal gameplay. They're releasing a Torchic that you can download in X and Y that has a Blaziken thing, and I'm not sure what it does.
It comes awesome.
The Super Training area allows you to increase your Pokemon's Kiso points. These are previously what we fans have termed EVs. All these years going by what our source said about the facility increasing EVs. A new area called the Master Tower is related to Mega Evolutions, and the next Korokoro will feature a new type chart reflecting the fairy type, new Pokemon, and new Mega Evolutions. So on top of the whole Evolutions thing, we have three new Pokemon. One is Go-Goat's pre-evolution, which we actually kind of seen before.
But no one mentioned it.
It was in a trailer in the background, and people like freeze framed it and are like, look at that thing, I think it's Go-Goat's pre-evolution. Like, and then other people are like, no, it's a potted plant. And, like, seriously, that was a thing. But it was.
It's a potted plant.
It was a Go-Goat pre-evo. We've got our Pikachu of the game with this little.
That's like a Raichu.
Raichu!
That's a Raichu.
So he's pretty adorable. And then this fucking, like, high rabbit thing. Like, it's
he's like the rabbits from Mario 64.
It does! It looks exactly like that. It's like, if you took those rabbits and just, like, shoved Bidoof's face onto it, you kind of get this rabbit. And it's really kind of derpy. But it can go have sex with Lopunny, I guess. Beniri and shit.
Lopunny?
Lopunny.
That's punny.
You make up pronunciations, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Like when you say Arceus instead of Arceus.
Threw down the gauntlet.
That one you just did to piss me off.
Exactly. I would like this. I'm guessing this is going to be like our generic normal type.
Oh, the bunny, probably.
Yeah. I'm excited, actually, just to see the news type chart to see if it actually works the way like those rumors said it does with fairy type.
Do you remember off the top of your head what it was?
It said that fairy. I want to say it said beat. I know it obviously beats dragon. That was the big thing. I want to say it said it beats poison.
Magic beats poison.
And then it's like weak to fire or something.
Fire, that's weird.
I'm trying to remember it now. It was it. There was a few things about it. Oh my god.
Fairies aren't magic. They're just gay.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
That sounds like a quote of the day.
See, search site X and
fairies aren't magic. They're just gay.
I'm sorry. I don't pay attention to the things I say most of the time.
Okay. It says super effective. It says weak to poison and steel. Super effective against dragon, dark, and fighting. And then fire and psychic take half damage from it. Okay. That's what it said.
All right, here, I want to look. I'm not gonna make the joke. I'm sorry. Not gonna.
What?
Do
it. A joke.
There's no joke here.
You mean about flaming fairy?
There's no joke here.
Don't make fun of Chris. It's okay.
Can we move on?
To your mom?
Whatever gets us done.
I gave you permission to go home.
I am home.
We'll go home further.
That's what you think.
It's anyway, all an illusion.
Yeah. We'll have more information eventually.
I'm excited. Well, you know what I'm excited about? I'm excited that I finally know what this damn Mewtwo thing is. For sure, like, that it's part of something bigger, I guess. I don't know. That it's not just, we gave Mewtwo a new form, why, cuz?
Yeah, well, that makes me a little bit happier, because I was like, why did Mewtwo get a new form? Why? He didn't need
like,
it.
We haven't been doing that for other...
But now it kind of makes sense.
Like, legendaries, and... Yeah, and then apparently they got this gym leader here, Karuni, who knows all about Mega Evolutions.
Her battles are gonna be mega!
That'll be mega exciting!
Power Rangers just ruins everything.
They
Power Rangers just ruining Pokemon. Retroactively, I hate Pokemon now.
They ruined Gokaiger. They just destroyed that shit.
He just took it and fucked it.
Oh, late night, Brian.
Let's move on to another segment. That's it.
That's all of our news?
Yeah.
All right, so
we had nothing until Pokemon came along this morning.
Okay, so it's time for superhero time.
Time.
Wizard Priest.
Pretty soon it'll be superhero guy.
Oh,
Ginga and stuff.
No,
he's here. He's a thing. All right, so we're on Kyoryugiri, episodio 24-0. That's my Spanish right there. That's how we do Spanish in America. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
We are jacked up.
It's so late in the evening, I guess.
It's like cocaine talking.
You did do some X earlier.
I did do some X there, boy. How about you come on right over here?
That voice I like to call Hardcore Matt. From a timeline which he was much more hardcore.
You got a pretty mouth.
Oh, God. This timeline's Matt's more like, oh, man, 8,200 yen.
Oh, man, that shipping was expensive. I bought two large mecha. I don't think it's going to be that much. Really, Matt? Really? You dumb bastard, really? Jesus Christ. Okay, so it starts... It starts off, the bad guys are like, no shit, Deboth is dead! Deboth! And they're upset and they're crying and like, Chaos was in there! Chaos is probably dead too! And Dogold! That guy's a thing! So then the Ice Age monster comes by and is like, hey guys, watch this. I can freeze your tears. Bam! And, they're like, whoa, that's so cool. Meanwhile, back at the base, they're all, like, having, like, a party. They're like, yeah, we killed the Deboth. Woo! And they're like, let's go check up on Kingu, who's laying in a hospital bed next to, Dr. Ulshade, because he's awesome. And he's like all excited because Yayoi is going to be like the next Kiryu Bialetto and stuff. But she's like all sad face. And we find out it's because she hasn't been able to brave in since she got eaten out by Plezzon. And yeah, he likes it like that. And so she's just walking around town. She gets attacked. Meanwhile, Amy comes after her for whatever reason. Oh, because she came back to base and like, look, I can't do this. See, click, 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 click. Nothing's happening. I think her toy was broken. So she's going about town, and the monster's finding like, oh, Shade, you're a Kiryuji now. See, I can see by the thing strapped to your leg. And she's like, oh, son of a bitch. And so they start attacking her. Amy comes in, and for some reason she doesn't transform, but the other ones are transforming or something. And King's like, oh, shit, I gotta go. There's a monster attack. And he just jumps out the bed, and Old Shade's like, dude, what the hell? You can walk? He's like, yeah, I've been fine for days. I just wanted to, like, take a nap. And he's like, son of a bitch. So he leaves, and the others are fighting. iGallon shows up. Lucky's there doing things with what's her name?
Elizabeth.
Candelera. And they're all just doing shit. And then finally iGallon's like, I got all five of you here. I'm going to blow up. And they're like, the fuck? So King shows up and they're disappeared, but then Paper Amy falls out the sky and she's like, oh yeah, they used Tuparanda. That's somebody we haven't seen in a while, so we used him. So they do that, and then he's like, okay, good. So King and Amy go after Yayoi, and there's some fighting, and she decides that she's going to fight, and so she can brave in, and they can dance. They can dance if they want to, and they transform, and there's now seven of them. What?
Like, I just stopped it. I'm going to end this joke now.
I'm going to end the joke now because it's stupid, and I couldn't remember the next line. Of cocaine. So they start fighting, and they're all doing fighting things, and they beat the ice monster, and then they pour some sperm water on him so he gets big, and they summon Plezuo, and they get Boompaki, and like, oh look, it's Plezuo Boompaki, because that's how we name things, and they're like, all right, cool. Exactly. Then they make Bakureth Kyuryugen, and they got all seven of them in the cockpit, and it is just a thing of beauty, personally, I think.
There we go. It's a thing of beauty, personally. That means I'm beautiful, folks.
I'm beautiful. But they blow them up, and Dr. Olshade is going to train her to be a Kyuryuger, and Lucky and Candelera, and so they leave. And Lucky and Candelera are out in the woods, and they find the bad guy palace, and like, oh, shit, this is still a thing. Yay! And then it ends. So, exactly. So this was a fun episode. I enjoyed it. I liked Yayoi doing stuff. She's a cool cat. Anything with Illustrated and it's going to be automatically awesome. I think the only way this episode could have been more awesome is if they would have had Ramirez in here.
God damn it, Ramirez.
I think there was room to have Ramirez because he could have been part of the party. And I mean, come on, how much more fun would that have been?
It's always more of a party with fat white people.
Exactly! That's why we invite Dawson around.
Totally.
Because we all know Dawson's a big fat white guy.
Totally.
Just like your mother.
Totally.
But I like the part where like she's walking around. She's like, they say you just spontaneously dance when you don't know when you become a Kyuryuger, and she just kind of does a little dance and humming to herself. And they're all just standing there looking at her, kind of like Aerosol's video of Billy.
Totally.
I like the fact that she just pulls out this gun in public. And the fact that the doctor's laying in his hospital bed waving a Gabby revolver around. Like, they don't stop these people from just carrying these guns in public.
Nope. Apparently, there are massive restrictions on weapons and other places don't extend to bright yellow and black ones. Like,
I guess
it, like, oh, no, that weapon's okay. It's bright yellow and black. Oh, okay.
That's okay. It looks like a Nerf toy.
It can't kill me. It's Nerf or nothing.
Damn it.
Well.
I was trying really hard to make the joke. Just wouldn't work.
Yeah, neither does Dawson's tiny package.
This episode kind of like completed the little mini arc. All three of the Extinctioners are dead again. and
they were fun while they lasted.
I enjoyed it. Like last week, there was that whole. We didn't really discuss it too far on the podcast, but on like all the websites and stuff about how Yayoi was like thrown in at the last minute because it was supposed to be a dude.
I'm a dude.
Stuff. I don't even know if that got debunked or whatever yet.
Well, I don't know. I saw this thing where like that thing that said like Koichi wanted her to be a Kyuriger or something. Like Koichi wanted it, so they did it.
Sounds like Koichi.
Yeah, he just wanted the chick in a short skirt. Fucking perv.
Koichi's like,
so much.
Seriously, dude, I understand this whole, you know, men are powerful thing, but I need some more thighs in this show. Can't take it anymore, bro.
No one's going to get turned on by seeing Daigo's thighs.
But I enjoyed it, and I felt like it ended in a way that didn't make it really feel all that shoehorned in, if it was. Yeah, you're always adorable.
I want to see her back more, though, to have, like, a seven-person thing
going
on.
Yeah, like, I understand that she needs to go off and train because it was kind of a really haphazard Kyuriger-ness.
I kind of like the idea of her being on the team, though, and kind of being more inexperienced and learning as
I really wish she'd just stay.
Because she's a lot of fun. I like watching her fight. Yeah. She had a lot of, like, really interesting techniques, like making a blade when the gun and sword were combined and, like, separating them, like, whenever she really needed to. She was pretty resourceful.
Well, we're on episode 24, so we still have half the show. So
I forget.
No, it's over.
No, but what I wanted to say is, like, what I'd like kind of to see is that, like, maybe for the next, like, you know, few episodes, 6, 7, 8 episodes, that they kind of, she just kind of goes in and out, and, like, she's training, but, like, they're like, oh, look, we know the person, so she'll come in and help, and then go back to training. But then as it goes on, she like becomes more regular.
I think
that's joins.
Activia.
Sorry. Activia.
She Jamie loves Jamie Lee Curtis.
Is training her. Damn it.
But like, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I want to see the doctor again at least one more time. He's a lot of fun.
Which one?
The doctor, I don't know his name. I think you called him Old Shades. That's what I heard you call him.
Oh, that doctor.
Is there another one? No. House? McDreamy? McSteamy? I don't know.
Peter Capaldi?
He's not fuckable enough, Brian. I told you.
Oh my god, he's so old. I can't watch this anymore. Good. Go away.
He's old. I quit Doctor Who. Good. Why are you here in the first place?
So I can bang Matt Smith. Fuck you.
Where's my tenant? Why didn't you come back? Shut up, Matt.
Frank, seriously, like, what kind of dumbasses, you know, get like, I think Tenet should, you know, 11 should regenerate into 10. Because that'll be
as Aerosol put it, you should degenerate. These people want him to degenerate.
Or a bunch of degenerates is what they are.
Ellen degenerates.
I told you, Mama, watching Ellen isn't a lesbian experience. Damn it, Aristotle's the only one that would get that. I miss him.
I think you're a lesbian experience.
Totally.
You know it.
I have a lesbian haircut, which is called a male haircut on men, but for lesbians, it's a lesbian haircut.
Anyway, it was a good episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Like I said, Yayoi is really adorable. Apparently, she's even younger than Amy's actress.
Old Amy's
actress. Yes!
Amy's actress is 16.
Oh, shit. She didn't even look that.
I heard Yayoi was 15. I don't know if it's
true. Let's do something about this.
Oh, my God.
What? Is it wrong with that?
I like that this was kind of a sort of longer arc, too, and it wasn't just like a two-parter or something.
It was nice to have like a 4-3 episode.
I do like them longer.
Totally.
Toads my goats.
Longer, more girthy.
Oh, yeah.
Too absolutely. Far.
That's what she said.
No one said anything at that point. It was just a
too
pause.
Far.
Oh,
too
okay.
far.
You're too far.
That's why it was hurting.
Anyway.
She was born in 1998.
Oh my God.
Oh God. I feel like I'm going to jail.
Yep, 15.
Damn it, Koichi!
I said, I'm gonna go to hell when I die. I said.
So that's two girls in the show that don't look their age?
That's called jailbait.
Fuck you, Japan.
Japanese people just stay the same until they get really old and they're like, are you 1,000? How many wishes do I get?
How many wishes do I get? Really, a genie?
So, should we move on to Wizzles?
Wizzles!
Move on to Wizzles.
Okay.
I have a vagina.
Totally. So this week, we start with Kiyomi just walking around like everything's all cool and wanting everyone to ignore her gardener's gloves.
That's a really thick glove. Like, seriously, you couldn't have found, like a spandex glove or something. You have to wear this fucking giant-ass gardener glove.
Just ignore this. Looks like
they're all like, she's okay. Ignores the one glove she's wearing.
And so Mayu's meeting with a white wizard, who I forgot to put a T in here, so it says Y wizard. Y wizard, and asks so she can learn more magic. He's like, it just so happens I have this bling here. It's a big pop. The sucking doesn't stop. I don't remember what they're saying.
You can wear a ring around your finger, ring pop.
There we go. Thank you, Brian.
Did you see Jewel of Flavor?
Ooh, ring pop. It's
oh
a lollipop
God,
ring of flavor you can lick. Ooh, ring pop.
Ring pop. Oh my God.
Keep going to have a field day with this one.
So Wizard and Beast find the Phantom of the Week, and they want to, like, get this shit done early. They're like, you know, let's just go final. Let's finish him off. We'll finish this episode by 7 minutes. But he runs. And Mayu's meeting with Haruto by the White Wizard. He's like, yo, you seen him lately? She's like, no, I'm going to lie to you. And then he's talking trash about Koyomi, so she runs off. And he's like, oh, fuck, she ran off. And he's, like, looking for her, and he thinks he sees her, and he turns around, and just some ugly bitch. He's like, oh, fuck, sorry. You're really ugly. You should get that checked. But he eventually finds her, and she's all mixed up with Gremlin, because she needs to ask him something. I don't know. I forgot what she wanted to ask him. And then he just starts beating her up. He's like, fuck you, magic bitch. And Haruto's like, no. And he just really can't cut it. So he's getting beaten up. Beast is off protecting the gate. And Medusa shows up and scares people. I jumped ahead. And so everyone basically runs off in that scene. The Phantom runs off and they run off and that's all gone. And Haruto's just laying impotent on the ground when the White Wizard shows up and saves him. And he's like, you took good care of Koyomi until now. God, you totally fucked up now, Haruto. And he takes her away. And then Kevin's like, my cock. Then it ends. And then the children make fools of themselves and the Hurricanes also dance.
That was pretty cool.
I seriously never watched ending themes, but I've watched it for like the past 5 weeks just to see these children be complete fucking idiots. Like, well, you can't even do it. You're a failure. And the kid's like, two. Anyway, this episode was okay. It felt, we say this an awful lot, but it really felt like more of a setup episode. It was kind of disappointing just because it came off of an arc that I really enjoyed. And this one just felt kind of strange.
Yes.
Yeah, like, it just felt real strange.
Huge.
It felt like we were kind of slowing down a little bit with, you know, at the start, at least with Koyomi pretending she was okay and then trying to investigate and I don't know. It just felt very strange for me, like the pacing of it.
I was happy I got to see Todoroki again.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
God, that fucker looked familiar.
Damn it! I knew I should have recognized him. I'm like, this person is so familiar to me.
I should have known when he walked in with those groceries, and all of a sudden you heard no. Like, God, that music's familiar. Why is it following that guy with the groceries? I want that music to follow me when I'm buying groceries. Eggs, apples.
So that was exciting.
Yeah. I feel so stupid now. Like, more than normal.
You're an idiot.
So is your mom, but that's beside the point.
Poor everyone's mom.
Well, everyone's mom shouldn't be so stupid.
Fair enough.
Anybody have anything to say about the episode?
I didn't hate it at all.
That's good. That's a thing.
For once, I've enjoyed the last couple episodes, but...
You're a fag.
So that's fun, I think. I liked all the parts where Gremlin bitch slapped Haruto and Koyomi. That was fun. Like, just complete backhands. Like, bitch, please.
That was fun. I liked watching White Wizard just come in and be like, look, Gremlin, you need to get the fuck away from my daughter. Just proceeded to punch the shit out of him. Like,
get the fuck out.
Like, he just went crazy and just, like, opened up a can of whoop ass on him. Like, whoa. Holy shit. Like, I think I need to go.
I'm still trying to figure out if White Wizard and Wiseman are the same person.
I don't know. I want to know.
I don't think so. I think
maybe he has DID.
Maybe.
I think White Wizard. I think Wiseman is somebody else, like somebody related to him.
It's his twin brother.
I mean, it's his wife.
Black Wizard.
Or it's Kiyomi's mom.
Wiseman's a wise woman.
I like how we keep making, like, Wiseman a female. Like, maybe it's Koyomi.
Well, nothing says it has to, because Wiseman doesn't have, I mean, it has to be a dude.
It's voice.
Plot twist. So? Look at Ash. She's got a girl's voice.
Scorpio was a male voice until we found out it was...
That's true, but exactly. It's her, trapped in a space station for the rest of her life.
Oh, she's dead. She's been dead.
It just smells up there now, I imagine.
She's up there. Cancer's up there.
They did a 5 years later movie and no one mentions it still. Granted, Ryusei's busy looking at his partner's boobs, but still. Tits McGee didn't even show up often enough in that movie.
She really did. My cock is so big.
You're so weird.
I know!
Anyway, I really liked it.
I like your mom.
Oh my god, that's what happens when Aerosol's not here. Brian and I say generic comments on how we liked it, and Kevin just yells obscenities. This is like vintage RR. This is just like the old days. Nothing beats the original.
This is like the worst podcast ever.
There's been worse.
Yeah, ones where I'm not here.
There's been worse.
Wow!
So, are we ready to move on, I guess?
I don't want to move on.
The show was so good. The show was so mediocre.
Well, that's even better. Oh, my dick.
What the hell?
I don't know anymore. I'm just so scared. I'm scared to leave Wizard.
Do you do this around the child? You're just sitting there watching the princess movies with her, and you're just like, my dick. That could make things awkward.
For you?
I'm used to it.
I mean, your mom, but... I don't know. I think I'm good. Your mom's gay.
Shit. Ginga. Yes. Ginga was a thing...
That happened.
This entire episode revolved around Chigusa, the one that sounds like...
Ryan just made that up.
...an anime character in real life.
I wish he made that up.
I really wish that she would die.
In a fiery inferno.
We came pretty close this episode But instead of killing the monster, which was her, he used Ginga Comfort and apparently just restored her or something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I all of one minute he's King whatever the Padon or I forgot his name, the two headed bird fire.
He was King Padon and she was Bagon or something. It's not Bagon, it's a Pokemon, but
yeah, and she's over there and she's like doing her little like crazy Kappa thing. And she's like, "Look, I'm Golduck," and I'm like, "That's cool." And Golduck. And then all of a sudden he's like, "All right, fuck this, I'm Ginga." And I'm like, "All right, cool. He's just gonna get a smackdown laid on her." Nope, he just like
he glows green, and then
and he like sprays his spores on her. And
Ginga, use stun spore.
Yeah, and so she's like, "Oh, I'm better. I'm like a chick again." And you're like, "Okay, that's how this works. Now we're doing that." And so that was really weird, at least to me. And of course, then like John 9 comes in and just rapes him.
Yeah, he just kind of swoops in and uses the same stock footage about 12 times, and just completely obliterates Ginga. And
Ryan, please
like,
maintain the illusion.
Oh shit! His car timer starts beeping and.
Like, I don't know what happened there. Like, I was just so confused.
I'm sitting here with my gunpad toy going, I'm not really sure what this does yet.
Like,
oh, it controls John 9, and I'm like, okay, well, what do all these functions do? I can just take guesses. Like, oh, John Stardust, what does this do? Just, like, sprinkle fairy dust on people? What does it do? I don't know.
But, like... Yeah, it was. You know the thing about this show. This is I don't understand the premises of a lot of these, like the bit. Like, I guess I can't relate because I'm not like a 12-year-old Japanese girl, to the desire to be an idol. Like,
well, it's
here we have American Idol.
But that's different. Like American Idol, they're not like taking their clothes off and being like half naked.
I don't know. I've seen some of those auditions, so.
Like to be ogled by like old Japanese men, like that's not my idea of a good time. Like,
good to know.
Kevin does not want to be ogled by middle-aged Japanese men.
Like, I don't wake up for the morning. I don't wake up for the morning and go, "What do I want to do today?" I know what I want to do: be ogled by an old Japanese man.
That's what you thought when we were at Morphicon about Mr. S.
That's Mr. S. That's different.
I will be ogled by Mr. S any day of the week.
Exactly. First of all, he sells me toys. So that yeah, that just does. Gets... You are so creepy. But yeah, like, so I don't know. Like, so I couldn't relate there. I'm like, that's weird. I mean, after we had last week's episode, this week's episode. It was just weird.
Next week's episode, and then the week after that, I mean, we just
like all these weird like high school things, and I'm like, you know what? But I was thinking about this the other day because you know, last week, but I didn't make it to that part of the cast last week. I feel like I think I kind of understand the people who are like, well, I just kind of enjoy the fun parts of Forza. I think I know what they mean. I'm not saying I think Forza is you know great or anything because it still sucks totally hard. But it's just like, well, I like watching the fight sequences in this program. Those are fun, except when he puts his spores on it. That was weird and creepy. It was like watching fish mate. They just like release like sperm cloud into the water. And that was weird. Now everyone's imagining that's how Ultraman mate, and that is hilarious to me.
That's how they Ultramate.
Exactly, with sperm cloud. they just breathe them in. And... this is just getting weird, but like it's like this is just like the transformations are cool. I like how he just like can use the thing and turn into a giant monster, and then the monsters fight, and then he becomes Ginga and they fight. I'm like, well, that's cool. Although, and then I thought like she's singing at the end. I totally thought that was like gonna be the credits.
It wasn't. I thought they were like, oh, they replaced the credits this time with their song.
Yeah, and
no,
then
they just wasted time with the song and the credits.
And then they have the song, and then they go to like the bad guy lair with all the monster dolls. And who that was that like Tiga or something? Who the hell is that?
It's, I forgot. Tiga or Dinah. I need to look again. I don't remember. It's one of those two.
And I'm like, what are they doing there? Which is also something that occurred to me is because, you know, as awful as this show is, I was thinking, where are the other Ultraman dolls? Like they talk about how all the dolls are raining on this mountain, which somehow all the monsters got scooped up or something. I don't know how that works. But, okay, here's Taro. Where are the others? There's a bunch on my note because they're all on the way here or they're pre-ordered. I'm like, so I know there's a bunch of them. Like, where's everyone else? Like, what are they doing? So, like, here's one, I guess. Like, I don't know. I just figured – I mean, I guess, like, they're setting up to start introducing them, but they wanted to get the idea of what Hikaru can do first, I guess. But it's just like, well, where's everyone? Because,
like,
they're just...
they don't really have time to do that. Like, next episode – or, no, two more episodes, and then we have a break.
So is it? I haven't looked.
We're airing 5 and 6, and then there isn't going to be any for a while, I guess.
Nick's trying to kill it.
You mean like a while? Like, like they're just going to stop airing them for like 6 weeks?
It's a mid-season finale.
Oh Lord!
For a 22-minute children's show.
You know, so I'm like, well, where are these other guys at? What's going on here? I'm still trying to figure out what the purpose of half of these characters are. I honestly don't know why they're there, because they don't do anything.
That was Tiga, sorry. By the way,
wait, what?
I said that was Tiga, by the way.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm like, half these characters don't do anything. Okay, Hikaru, obviously he has a purpose. He's the hero of the show. All right, you have a reason to be here. There's a chick. She's here, I guess, just to have a vagina on screen. There's other people associated with them, like, why do you exist? You don't
reasons
do anything.
For female characters to have a vagina on screen.
Exactly, because you don't want people you don't want women getting too pissed off. Like, you can't let them be heroes, because that'll just give them too much, like, of a swelled head, and, like, we can do anything. But you don't want them off screen completely, because they need to start getting all pissy. Like, let us on your TV programs. Like, you don't watch it anyway, so we should still be in them. Why do you care? Go away. Fucking lazy coconut. And
always comes back to her.
I'm sorry. When I think of crazy women, that's the first thing that comes into my head. You know, and it just, I don't know. I'm like, why are they even here? We could just fire them and make the, we could fire them and make the fights longer and better. Use that money to make better special effects.
And make the show not awful.
Exactly. We could hire competent writers. That'd be a thing. We could do that. Competent a lot of things. Like your mother. But like I don't know. I mean, do you think we should kill someone? What do you do in this situation?
Probably just not watch the show.
But no, I want to watch the show.
I kind of want to just see it out.
Yeah, I kind of want to see what the stuff does, and I want to see him turn into other Ultraman, because the device works that way. I just want to see it actually do that in the program.
Never.
But, and it is kind of fun to watch the monsters fight each other. But
there's an entire program about that.
The monsters fighting each other?
Yeah.
Which is
Mega Monster Battle.
Oh. Well, you know what I like is Spark Doll Theater. That's actually the best part of the show.
It was really funny this week. I don't really remember anything about it, but
like, well, they were like they were ogling the different chicks. Like Black King and Darambia are ogling the chicks that were in the program. And then, like, King Padon comes in and is like, dude, you got actual chicks over here you could be ogling. And they're like, no thanks, no thanks. And then Golduck comes in and is like, I'm new. I'm a woman. Touch me inappropriately. And they were like, oh, God, your face. And then Taro is just like, he comes in a little thought bubble like, I want to be big again. Someone help. It's like a recurring gag now. Like, please someone love me. I'm like, aw. That's adorable.
I love you, Taro.
No.
He doesn't. Brian, just, you just got shut down by Kevin. You can't love Taro.
Okay.
Kevin said no.
Exactly, no. I'm sorry, Brian, you can't. You can't love Taro. Only I can love Taro. Oh. But yeah, so I don't know what's happening in this program anymore.
Nothing. That's the problem.
That's a big problem.
This guy's got John 9, and we've gotten nowhere with it.
Well, Sal's not here, I'll be his proxy. He loves the show now. A complete turnaround in this episode. It's now his favorite show. He's got, like, shirts and memorabilia. That's why his computer crashed, because he was downloading so much about it. He loves it, huh?
He really loves Chigusa.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled to hear that I told everyone this.
And he actually sits there and faps to Misuzu all the time. Like, he doesn't actually get out the house anymore because he's so busy doing that. And it's actually kind of gross. It's like his screen, he has to get a squeegee for his computer screen. He listens to this going, God damn it, Kevin, I hate you so much. He's going to think I said it all because we sound the same.
Everyone sounds the same.
We're all the same person. We're just a giant meat sack.
We were in California. That was fun.
Hell yeah, it was. Second time of my life.
Especially when you're on the bottom.
Being crushed by Brian.
It actually wasn't that bad until you jumped on.
Well, I thought it would be fun. I'm like, you know, it would be fun if I climbed on top of Brian.
A lot of guys think that way. Which is weird, because you would think, like, oh.
I mean, I did it, but, I mean, it wasn't my idea. I was trying to just pose from the side, and Kat's like, get on top of him. That's what happened, because she was taking the picture. I tried to do my generic Morphicon pose with the thumbs, and she's like, no, everyone pile up.
Like, you would think that if Brian just jumps on you, like, oh, this is going to hurt. And I'm like, nah, man, I really don't. I'm not feeling it. That's not that bad. This is sounding weird. And then Dawson's like, I'm going to get on top because I'm fucking stupid. Then it starts to hurt.
Was it me? I was being manipulated.
Yeah, but your weight wasn't being manipulated.
Totally was.
Exactly, fat ass.
This is our show, folks.
Yeah.
Now we're at that's the that episode of South Park where Cartman was in jail, and then they made, like, Craig was now the fat kid, so they start calling him fat ass. Like, I'm not fat. I'm like, yes you are. I was like, no, I'm not, I'm just big bone. Like, see, you're Cartman now. And he, like, started freaking out. No one else knows what I'm talking about. The only one that's seen every South Park episode ever. Well, fuck you guys,
I'm going home.
Here you guys, I'm going home.
Cue the Daughtry song. I'm going home.
I'm going home. No, to really. A place not where real. I belong.
Sorry.
Okay, you can go home now. We'll recover our spray can. And you'll fall asleep.
You know a spray can can't cover from my happy white ass.
Your what?
My happy white ass.
Drink dart.
You're supposed to make some sort of, like, dead noise.
Oh, sorry. Thud.
Garo.
Sorry, I knew it was going to happen. I was, like, waiting.
Sorry. Okay.
Seriously, what the fuck?
Oh, that was the legit start. Okay. Yeah, this episode, I don't even know where to begin.
Just somehow I feel like I watched it with my own eyeballs as some sort of joke in this sense. someone can no longer do that.
How are you going to watch it now?
Okay. I guess just to start from the beginning, they didn't even finish the theme song this week. We didn't even get that.
Just stopped it.
I saw your tweet about it, so I was a little pumped to watch it, and then I was actually kind of, getting excited, getting really into the theme song, and then it just, like, stops and burns up. I thought something was wrong with my computer.
I mean, they burned up the theme song. Who does that?
This episode pretty much just immediately gets into it. They just immediately storm the enemy's HQ.
They're like, yeah, we're leaving. And they run away.
Like,
just like that.
It's almost weird to think about it, because at the beginning of this episode, he had this whole big speech to them. Or not really speech. He was just kind of gloating because they find out that he's human and they can't hurt him because they're knights. They don't kill humans. So he's like gloating and rubbing it in and just like essentially being an asshole. But I love that scene. And it's weird to think that that also happened in this episode, considering how much we got later on in this episode.
I forgot that even happened until you brought it up. Like, that was very well played on his part. He's basically in a situation where they can't really do shit because their honor code means that they can't kill humans. And he never turned himself into a Mado whore, so they can't hurt him. I mean, they can logically arrest him, but they can't hurt him. They can't really arrest him either. That'd be kidnapping, I think.
I do like this idea, though. Having the main villain just be human. He's not a knight. He's not a horror. He's not possessed or anything. He's just human. He's just an awful human being.
He's just a dick.
Yeah.
And there's a beauty about
that. That alone was a great scene, because he's just antagonizing these guys who are armed. Like, they were ready to kill him. And they just can't do anything. And he just leads them down. There's apparently the runes of... what was it? The first priest temple?
Yeah, the very first...
Something
about a lot of Mado tools and stuff were built there.
Yeah. Which was underneath this building. And somehow is still, you know, lit like it's the outside. And
yeah, it's got a sky and everything. It's impressive.
But they pretty much meet up there. All of the major horrors and, you know, the knights. And from there we just get a really long fight scene, which was nice to see. last week we mentioned how there hasn't been too much in-suit fighting this season, which is really weird, but this episode, I'm not going to say it makes up for it, but we had some good fights.
Yeah, it helps. It helps.
I mean... Even at this point, this was a pretty good episode. Just, you know, with how it started and with all of the fight scenes, it was just really high-paced, really, like, things felt like they were really ramping up, and it was great. It was awesome.
Like, and the fight scene in general was just well-choreographed, well... rendered, I guess, since most of it was CGI.
Yeah.
And just kind of really entertaining.
It felt like a video game.
Yeah.
Like watching a video game. It almost felt like one of those like button pressing scenes where it's cinematic but you have to press a button.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The stage is like shifting focus. And just, like, shifting perspective, I mean, around, and, like, people are getting, flown through walls and stuff like that. It was really cool. It was well done. I mean, it was obviously CGI, like you said, but it wasn't bad CGI. I've seen worse. Also, I noticed the old guy, whose name still escapes me, even though it's
Shensui or something.
Shensui. Yeah.
when he took out his weapons, and all of the Mudo Horrors, they form their weapons out of their own body. And he just, like, rips off his own thumbs and turns them into size. It was really cool.
Speaking of body parts being ripped.
Yeah. The fighting kind of carries on, and eventually Garo gets pinned down for the first time in this episode. Tosei was standing above him. He had the Mudo Horror seed, and he was about to stab Garo and turn him into one of his servants. And then Takeru jumps in front of the way, gets stabbed in the hand by the seed, and the horror infection starts to spread over his body, which... It's a pretty intense scene. And then it gets even more intense when he just, like, puts his hand against the stone slab and, like a paper cutter, just brings his sword down onto his hand and chops it off. And hands it to Garo, telling him to destroy it.
Destroy my hand? He's gonna go, what the fuck? Dude, you just gave me your hand. Cut it, you bitch!
Just that whole thing. I didn't expect that to happen. Just, you don't expect your main characters to get injured that badly, to have them lose limbs like that. Irreversible.
to do it in such a, I don't want to say graphic, but in such a way to that. You had to realize how desperate of a situation he had to be in to literally just slam his wrist against his fucking sword to cut off his own hand in order to prevent himself from becoming a horror. And apparently, like, the hand would have became a horror or something. Like, you gotta destroy it or we'll have another horror. I'm like, what's it just gonna be, a hand just kind of sitting there like the thing? Or, yeah, the thing from Adam's Family. But I don't like that. Just that entire kind of sense of, yeah. We'll cover that more later.
But that scene it really served to amp up the sense of danger and urgency in this whole fight. Because all of a sudden, now that Takeru was hurt, now that I knew that this show was willing to maim one of its characters. I was suddenly, like, really worried about all of the other characters. There was a moment where Agri was about, pretty much just about to be killed. He was about to be executed. It's something impressive when you can say that a show actually makes you feel like one of the characters is going to die. Because usually in these kinds of shows, you know, you can just say, oh, well, they're the main characters. No matter how dire the situation gets, it's, you know, it's going to be all right.
We're going to be fine. They'll win.
So in order to save Agri, Garo throws his sword at Rivera, who was about to... I believe it was Rivera who was about to kill him.
Yeah, because... Enho had him pinned.
Yeah.
Shen, I'm going to call him Shensui. I can't remember for the life of me whether that was his name, was off fighting Ryuga, and Rivera was going to toss little stupid little daggers at him like he was going to chop his head off.
And the sword gets knocked out of... I mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about this in private. I forgot that they were technically underneath a building. So when you see it shatter as it hits the ceiling, I thought the sword shattered.
Yeah, I did too.
Which would have been crazy. But still, he lost his sword, which is still a pretty big deal. since that is his major form of.
I'm sorry. I just the way you said that, you feel like a foreigner. It is a pretty big deal. I'm sorry. I couldn't restrain myself. Oh, sorry. It just got me. He lost his sword. It is a pretty big deal. Thank you. Come again.
God damn it, Dawson.
I'm sorry. I couldn't let that go.
Leave it to Dawson the racist.
So, while all of this is going on, Leanne is inside of the building looking for Tosei, and she comes across this girl that we forgot to mention last episode.
Yeah, I realized
that. She was
that.
Shown very briefly. But from what I gathered, this is how Tosei is getting the seeds.
He, like, barfs them out.
He's using her somehow. It's kind of weird, not really explained yet, but she ensnares Leanne in a bunch of ribbons, which doesn't sound as dangerous as it was, but
sounds erotic.
But the all of the Model Wars have now gone in, and they're about to kill her and Barai, who had also shown up.
He was getting cheated away by Lago.
Garo breaks in and is fending them off without his sword, mind you. Again, he's pretty defenseless right now. And they lure him. Well, the old guy is about to kill Barai and Rian, and Garo jumps in front to save them, and the other two horrors, Enho and Rivera, pin him down, and the old guy stabs him in the face with his sword pretty deep. Like, yeah, he was in suit, but that, like, the sword was actually stuck in his head.
He was flailing around, and the sword was, too.
And it's just that whole scene, just like, oh my god, this actually is happening. This is happening right now.
Like, I seriously was like, is this happening? And he pulled it out, and I was like, okay, he's fine. And then he untransforms, and his eyes are just giant pools of blood. And then you go, shit, this is happening. And then it ends right there. Right there. You, like, get, like, 2 seconds of him screaming and his eyes gone. And then they're like, theme song.
Yeah. Well, okay, just for starters, again, it's kind of impressive that they would actually do this with their main character, to injure him this badly. And had I not seen the trailer for next week, I would have thought he was dead. Just right there, sword in the face. Okay, he's not coming back from that. I would have thought they were just outright killing Garo, and I don't know, carrying on with someone else. It was just that tense of a situation, and it, I don't know, it was just I think our like lone tweets on Twitter kind of summed it up, just like, just this, oh my god, how is this happening?
Like, I didn't know what else to say because I didn't want to spoil anything, so I just kind of resorted to cursing. Like, what else do I say? I'll just string a bunch of curse words together.
So,
oh god, what the fuck, shit, hell, man, whatever the fuck I said.
So yeah. I like this episode.
This was amazing. the fact that this show has the fucking balls to do this kind of crap to their main characters. Like, I'd hate to be a main character in this show. Like, seriously, you're not safe. You are not safe. All these other shows are, like, kid-orientated, obviously, so, like, no one can die in such a brutal manner. And then we're over here with good old Bloodfest Garo with Takeru chopping his hand off and Garo getting his eyes gouged out. So that's always fun. Plus there's the tits. There wasn't any in this episode. But...
You know those tits? They're the tits.
I like all the titties.
I mean, a lot of our reaction to this episode came from those final, like, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, first but I was like, oh my god, at the whole hand thing. And then they just amped it up completely.
Yeah. But even that aside, there was plenty in this episode to still enjoy. And again, I hate to keep like fluffing Garo here, but it is kind of impressive just how much they put into this episode and what it actually made us as viewers feel at the time. And having watched the preview for next week, it does look like Ryuga's blind. There was, I think, one scene of him just kind of stumbling around aimlessly, not really being able to see.
Yeah, he was in like a sewer or something. Poor guy.
That's where blind people end up because they can't find their way anywhere.
Which I don't know what they're going to do with that from here. I don't know what they can do.
He's gonna become like Daredevil, and he's going to be more Ben Affleck-like.
Like, they're honestly put in a situation where I don't know what's going to happen next, like, at all.
Yeah.
Because you got one guy that's now an amputee. The one guy, like, just shoots arrows. He, like, can't actually do shit. And Garo's blind.
Sorry, Green Arrow and all other Harrowed heroes. Hawkeye, he's under your bed haunting you.
Well, I mean, they put the team in a situation where, like, both of their close-range fighters are now handicapped in some fashion. And so all they got is really this long-range guy and some chick with a paintbrush. Not dissing the priests, but they can only go so far.
Yeah. Just this whole episode, it just really wasn't something I think either one of us or anyone was really expecting to see out of it.
Hell no.
I mean, last week was a good episode. We both enjoyed it. We both enjoyed the previous week and so on and so forth. But you see the preview from last week for this week's episode. And, you know, obviously this whole confrontation was going to go down, and we kind of knew that this was coming, but not to the extent that it was.
Like, they never really put the good guys in such a handicap before.
Yeah. Like, last week I mentioned how Tosei kind of reverted everything to zero, and like set them right back to where they were, made all of them criminals and whatever.
That doesn't even matter anymore.
Just, yeah, like he took it a step further. Again, just one episode later and they're even lower than they were.
We're lower than criminals, we're a cripple.
Quote of the day. Quote of the day.
That's
murderers, rapists, they're nothing compared to those dick amputees.
It sounded friendly in my head.
Well, they taking all those good parking spaces, they're always empty. We have to walk, they get to roll. How inconsiderate.
I didn't mean that offensively. kind of sounded like I did. I'm sorry.
It's hilarious.
That's pretty much all I really have to say about it this week.
Wow, it's, pretty much covers it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot happened, and I would really love to say more about it, but it is just one of those things where just watch it. Watch it, and I think you can get a better grasp of what happened. Of course, if you haven't watched it, why are you listening to this?
Because I have to be here.
But I mean, like I said, aside from the fight, which took up a really big chunk of the episode, and the last 10 or so minutes, which just kind of amped everything up to the extreme, that beginning part, just Tosei in general, kind of showing how charismatic he really is.
He's a nut job.
I would have never expected this out of, like, this character.
I would have never expected this out of Steak Guy.
I'm actually remembering some of the stuff he did. Like, he actually called back to the episode a few weeks ago with Augury. And he's insulting him. He's, like, egging him on. Talking about how he... You know, oh, he's so honorable, but he wasn't so honorable when he took all of those arrows and, you know, stabbed the horror all at once. And like he's picking apart all of these things that these people care about, and it's a great scene to watch. And then he proceeds to call Enho in, make her laugh at nothing really, and then makes out with her. And, like, he...
I forgot that happened.
...was practically humping her, basically. It was...
Like, look at what I can do. Hey, slut, get over here.
Just... This guy is such a scumbag. But he's a lot more entertaining of a villain than what we had before, which was just this sort of... enigmatic guy in a wheelchair.
Cripples are running rampant in this show, man.
It's true. This show's fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, I always liked Garo, but I wasn't one of those people that were like, oh my god, this is the best shit ever.
This and then is they really stabbed someone's eyeballs, and Brian was like, well, fuck me.
Like, it's getting pretty close to where, like, this series can kind of take the cake as something that you need to see. And you don't really need to see the other Garos to enjoy this one, I think.
There really isn't a whole lot from those other two series that go into this one.
Is it, like, Garo and then whatever the second one was called, or, like, Danball and Danball Double? And then this one is worse.
Yeah, it's a lot like that, actually.
Except their Kaido-jin is that ring that keeps appearing. Except Kaido-jin's way cooler. I mean, he's Kaido-jin.
There's stuff about the lore that you could probably get out of it, but it's nothing that you 100% need to know to watch the series.
You just need to know that Garo was really cool. And his armor got passed on to this punk guy.
This punk guy?
Ryuga, not like...
So it's like Batman punk. Beyond. Bruce Wayne's like, I'm going to pass this on to Wilfred L. He's a punk guy. He's got a big cell phone. He says, Fine. He seems right.
Okay. What do we have next?
Because now it's time for ramble time.
Yeah, three. There's just going to be a chapter called Where's Kevin? So, Pokemon...
Where's Kevin? What have we done?
This episode was crazy. Silent got stabbed in the eye and Ash chopped off his hand. And then Iris started making out with Axew. Crazy. So I was just trying to make it seem more exciting. Sorry.
What happened?
I don't remember. That's why I made that
I
up.
Watched it.
Oh,
jeez, they landed. Not even Garo had bestiality.
They were. I know they arrived on an island because the guy's like, another boat will come along and pick you up. I'm like, why doesn't the boat just stop at these places? And I was like, hey, bye. And
was,
then they
was
went.
Was this the one where Team Rocket like stole everyone because they were in like a car, and they were police or something? Was that this week or last week? This was this week, right? Yeah.
I might have slept.
I think
through
so.
It.
I don't know. The show sucks. There was nothing redeeming about this episode whatsoever.
Yeah, because all I remember is they got off the boat, and the captain guy was like, fun fact, this is an island. And Ash was like, no.
Fun fact, this is an island. What the fuck?
Like, I thought he was going to be like a reoccurring cast member because he's in the opening, but the boat just abandoned them. There's no boat coming back. They're trapped here with whatever happened in this episode.
I think it's going to be a Nurse Joy Officer Jenny thing.
Probably.
That's what Pokemon does. It's really kind of stupid.
What was that creepy story behind Nurse Joy? What was like, why they were all the same? They were Pokemon trainers at one point or something, and
yeah,
they got
and
kidnapped.
They all got kidnapped and like plastic surgeried into Nurse Joys.
God, that's disturbing.
By a Chansey or something.
Evil Chanseys? You always knew they were Chansey. I mean, they were evil. Chansey, I always knew you were Chansey. I never doubted it for a second. Other people told me, that's not a Chansey, and I was like, yes, it is. And I never gave up.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, I really don't have too much to say because I honestly don't remember that much. It was a generic filler because I didn't care to document it in my brain.
Yeah, this is honestly bullshit.
So what's next then? Batman. They bewared. I don't remember what happened. I watched this stuff like almost a week ago, so.
They bewared.
Let's see, they were protecting that scientist, I think?
Oh, yeah, from people. And they like
from the League of Assassins.
Yeah, that's right.
The Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
Because he, like, invented styrofoam or something, so they were, like, really excited about him.
Little kids couldn't build them fast enough, so
they lost. I honestly don't remember that much about the episode, but I remember I did enjoy it. I remember thinking that was
a bad
episode. I
don't remember what it is, but I liked it.
Well, I remember when I finished, I was like, that wasn't a bad episode, but I'm not going to remember it. Not like I remember that Chansey was Chansey. Well, there was all kinds. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, there really isn't too terribly much to say. It was a fine episode. And we know that there is apparently something that Kitana is hiding, that sword in particular, but also she has some sort of connection to the League of Shadows and Lady Shiva.
Shiva, Takaru. Sorry. We did get a couple, like, at least I think they're the first scenes of her fighting with Batman, or she fought with him before, or seen him. Like, obviously she works for him, but, like, when he was suited up.
I think this was the first time.
Because they fought when they were first protecting him, and he's like, don't kill people or whatever. And then he showed up at his own house. He had to break in. Which is, like, not suspicious at all. Bruce Wayne's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Batman crashes in. Oh, Bruce is, he's got the shits. I'm here to fight. I'm Batman. Am I a bird? No.
I like how This security system that he has around his house is so difficult to break into that there's like only a certain percentage chance that he could have done this. And of course he's Batman, so he does it.
Yeah.
But he immediately just turns around and says, I need a new security system. Because so many people are going to exploit the one vulnerability in the roof.
Oops, crashing down. I like his Jarvis thing that talks to him.
Right away, yeah. Batman.
Like, good luck, sir. And he's like, why, thank you, Jarvis. Not Jarvis.
This episode, at the very beginning when he was speaking publicly, you can It's another example of why I kind of like his voice acting.
Because you got to hear him
speak. Because it did feel like he was kind of... It didn't sound as much like Kevin Conroy is what I'm trying to get at.
Uh-huh.
It sounded like something different, and I liked that. I think he... There's still this thing where he still sounds a little too much like Bruce Wayne when he's Batman.
Yeah.
To the point where I can't believe Katana fell for it, but...
I was kind of wondering about that.
Especially that Bruce Wayne's in the toilet story. I mean, phew. Okay. He needs to have a much gruffer voice, like, "Where are the drugs?" You know, he needs to learn from these things. Do you like Abed? Abed does a great Batman voice. "I don't sleep. You sleep." Right, Kevin? You need to be out there in the night, staying vigilant. Or as my teacher said, vigilant. Now who can't read? This is why I can't read. This is what I'm taught by. Anyway, but yeah, it was a solid episode. I enjoyed it. I liked it more than last week's. And I remember thinking, like, I kind of like the sort of League of Shadows, like... set up and like the sort of mystery around that more so than like the anarchy and like pig face stuff that was going on.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like League of Shadows just kind of suits Batman a little bit more. But
yeah, and especially with like Katana, there could be some good stuff with that, especially for like the first season and like building stuff up.
Yeah,
I'm glad she brought her laser sword with her to her new job, though. I mean, you always need that. Like, now, where did I put my laser sword? It's got to be here somewhere. Oh,
this was, I believe, the first episode that we saw Alfred really use a gun. Which, okay, going way back to when they first announced the series, they released a summary of it. And it basically said something along the lines of how it's going to be a younger Batman. Gonna use different kinds of villains. He's not gonna have Robin, he's gonna have Katana, and he's going to have the help of his gun-toting butler. And that always kind of... It didn't irk me so much as it irked some other people. One of my friends in particular was really, really angry about that, because, oh, he's, you know, he's Alfred. He's Batman's butler. Why would he be using guns?
To be like the finest butler of all time.
And
that's what Nate Vlog would agree with me.
Now that I'm actually seeing the show, I feel like that was just bad phrasing.
Uh-huh.
Because he's not gun saying that he's gun toting, that he's... It makes him sound like a gun nut, that he's always carrying around just a bunch of guns that he's constantly firing off.
Like when he's serving Bruce, he just says, "Yo, sir."
But what they actually meant was just, you know, what we know of Alfred from the show now is that he's a little action-y. More militaristic. He's
not my cocaine. He's a little bit more... active than we're used to seeing. I hate people like that, though, in general, that are like, "Oh, it's not true to the character, it's going to be awful," because I always like to see different interpretations of it.
Well,
it's like, if I wanted to see that same thing, I would go back and watch it. Or read it. No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry, I wouldn't read it. That was a lie.
I think it just comes down to, different interpretations is fine. I do think that there are certain fundamentals of a character...
Well, if you were to make Batman really Raccoon change. Boy, then yes, I would agree with that.
And I think his biggest dilemma with that was just how anti-gun Batman has always been. That's just part of his character, part of his core character. That it would seem a little inconsistent to have Alfred be his butler and also be like this crazy gun nut, which, of course, watching the show now, like I said, he isn't, but it was poor phrasing. It just made it sound kind of odd. Like, why would just why would that even happen?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I totally get what you're where you're coming from, and I like the fact that it is a different take on Alfred, who is a little bit younger and a little more active, I guess is the word.
He had a lot of activity, so he's regular now, so he can get back out there in the field. He spent the last year's interpretations not being regular, you know? And what fun is becoming ultimate evil if you're not regular? Am I right? Sorry, that was the mayor from Buffy. He was like a villain that was super positive about being evil. It was pretty funny. Anyway, I don't have too much else to say.
Yeah, I
think. Brian's dying.
There wasn't TMNT this week.
No, it's on actually.
It's tomorrow, actually, right?
Yeah. So we'll talk about it next week.
Wait, tomorrow?
Yeah, it's Thursday night. Today, what? Actually, tonight. For you don't even listen to us people who are like in a different timeline. Who knows what day it is for you?
So it airs on Thursday.
Yeah.
Which, for anybody listening, this past Thursday. But
it already happened. It hasn't yet.
That's just a weird air date, I guess. Because it started on Saturdays, and then it moved to Fridays, and then it was on Saturdays again, and back and forth. It just seems weird that they would put the finale on a Thursday.
Yeah, it is kind of strange. I might just record it and watch it on Saturday. But, yeah, we'll talk about it next week, obviously. Even though, like, there's a chance some of us might have seen it when we started the podcast. We haven't seen it now. our minds have been wiped. So, yeah. So, I think the only other thing is Danball then, right?
Yeah.
Kaido-jin! So, yeah, I finally got to see last week's, and then this week's episode overall was just kind of boring. It was mainly them just kind of trying to figure out shit and like find herpes and like
find herpes.
Yeah. And, it was, like I mentioned yesterday, it was funny to see like after the battle, everyone was kind of sitting around talking shop and Senna's just sitting there like crushed. Like he just, his whole reality's been like destroyed because he's always been like the, lol, this is games. And then Violet Devil's like, bitch, this ain't no game. This is real life. You don't even have a fucking gun.
Why are you laughing?
This ain't no game. But yeah, the best part was the last 4 minutes when Kaido Jin showed up and he's the commander of herpes. And Genok is going to get herpes and they're going to become stronger. But that scene was just fantastic, though, because we always make fun of the Kaido Jin thing, but it was perfect. It's exactly the way it happened in the original series whenever Bond saw him, even after they were friends. Like, because he walked out of the shadows and Senna's like, Kaido Jin! And then blonde guy, he's like, Kaido Jin! And then they're like, the Kaido Jin? I'm like, yes, Kaido Jin! It was so great. Like, the name just kept flashing in the subtitles. It was like, Kaido Jin has entered the building.
It's funny because we make fun of it so often, and it's, like, become one of our little stupid podcast memes. And, like, they just completely proved our point in this episode.
It was so great. Like, they reacted so strongly.
Kaido Jin, Kaido Jin.
The Kaido Jin, yes, this is Kaido Jin. Hello, I'm Kaido Jin.
I thought this episode was okay. There was a little more going on in the first like 5 or so minutes just because there was a battle going on. But
yeah, they were like cleaning up.
After that, it really was mostly dialogue for the rest of the episode and them running around trying to
find the commander
of what'd they call him.
It was like Dickland or something like
it
that.
It was something really dumb. Like it's something, it was a word that was kind of dumb in English and almost as dumb or if not dumber spoken in Japanese. It's like Doldekin or something.
Yeah,
like
Doldekin.
That
Dolkins. There was an S on it.
Dodo Kinzu.
How dare you call Kaido Jin that?
Yeah.
This is Kaido Jin, Doldkins.
So they were just trying to find him because, well, it was mostly just a test, which was fine, I guess. They complete the test. They actually did it pretty well. They did it within a day. But their commander still berates them. Like, you guys are terrible at this. And then Kaido Jin just comes in, A plus.
I'm Kaido Jin and I get the final say.
If you were part of Herpes, you would get
I like how that scene started where before Kaido Jin was revealed, like, she was talking to some other teacher that was like a ghoul. She's like, we'll finish this later. I'm like, oh my god, it's a fucking monster.
The fucking nurse lady. Bitch is a creeper, man.
She is.
I do think it's funny. It's just funny to think of Kaido Jin as being a substitute teacher for a class.
And, like, he's been at the school this whole time, but they never talk to anybody in the different, like, quadrants.
Yeah, because you get reprimanded.
It's just like in that joke in, like, the last, like, the finale of the Boy Meets World, I think it was, like, season 5 or something, where Minka showed up, and he's like, I've been on that side of the building, over there. Oh, we don't go over there.
I do think it's funny, when they went to the Hermes students, that team that the dude with Vampire Cat was on, they Senna, in his, you know, boundless wisdom, just walks up and asks them who their commander is and where they can find him. And they have the most normal reaction, just like, are you insane? Why would we ever tell you this?
Because I'm a nice guy. Got really red hair. I don't know. I'm like pretty much like Jaden. Not Jaden. Yeah, Jaden Yuki. That's right.
Okay. I don't understand why he thought that would work. And I don't understand why he didn't learn his lesson from the first time when he talked to Hojo and got in trouble for it.
Man, segregated schools.
Something I thought was kind of interesting, it wasn't necessarily stated, but it was a conclusion that I actually came to. A while back, we were talking about, and we were mostly kidding around about how they don't have computers. They're not allowed to have computers or the internet or anything.
Uh-huh.
And we were joking about how that would make studying a lot easier. And in this episode, I think it was Senna who mentioned that he doesn't know what's going on in the outside world. And that's why he wasn't able to tell that the decisions and things that his army was doing had an impact on the real world.
Uh-huh.
And I was just thinking, wait, that's the reason they don't have computers.
But, yeah, it suddenly makes sense why it's like a 1960s town or something.
Yeah.
Like, it suddenly makes sense. They don't want to know that these kids are fighting the battles of the world. Can you imagine the Deathswild Brothers reaction when they got back home? They probably just kill them because they know too much.
Yeah, that's another thing I was actually kind of curious about. What happens to the kids who get expelled and all of a sudden they realize that what they've been doing is, like, they realize the magnitude of it? Like, are they told to keep quiet about it, or is every one of them just dumb enough to not mention anything about it, or what?
I was wondering, like, if only, like, the military knows about this whole thing, or if, like, the whole world realizes it. But then I realized, if the whole world knew about it, then Senna would probably be onto something when he arrived. Or just anybody that arrives at the school in general would probably have some sort of inkling.
Yeah. I'm sure the world notices territories being taken.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
but
they probably don't think, oh, Dot Phaser lost.
Yeah, they likely don't know anything about the proxy war.
But yeah, it's definitely getting interesting, and I hope to see more of Kaido Jin, because, you know, I want to see more of people's reactions when he walks into a room.
I have noticed, well, I noticed this a while back, but this kind of confirms it, that Wars is taking a much more cohesive approach to its story than the other two. Just because with the other two, you're always like bouncing around everywhere doing a bunch of different stuff.
Which he gets
like, oh, we're doing here. Oh, we're doing a tournament. Oh, we're fighting terrorists. Like, it was just kind of nonstop. You're always doing something different. And here it's kind of a little more focused, I guess.
I kind of like the way they played it, in the sense that they spent so many episodes just like with the plot of the week being about this game. So like the audience kind of got comfortable with the concept, and then your mind was kind of blown when you realized there was something bigger going on. Because obviously we've been sitting here being like, all right, at some point there's going to be a terrorist plot. But I just like kind of like how they had like very sparse hints, and they kind of got let you get used to that setting as much as the characters did before they kind of blew your mind.
The funny thing is, as far as we can tell, it actually isn't the terrorists this time. The world government is just a bunch of dicks.
The world is terrorists. it'll be interesting to see where it goes. Now that we're aligned with Herpes and Kaido Jin, we should be good. Like I say we, like we're part of Genok. I'm curious if Phantom is his, though, because What's-Her-Face seems kind of surprised, but I don't know if that was like a who dat or like, Jin, what the fuck are you doing? But he was fighting just Gunther Zelfer, so he didn't have really any interest in Dot Phaser, and so he started attacking him. So I'm kind of curious if that is him or not.
Yeah.
Right, Brian?
I don't know. I think it'd be interesting if it was.
I think it was. Because, I mean, thinking about it, what if, like, it was kind of his deal all along to try to push Senna and Muraku into the... I really fucked up those names. I used his last name and his first name. Anyway,
it's Hojo.
Into the... I can't Pitch? Call him Hojo because then I think of the guy from Agito.
Just call him Violet Devil. There's a reason he has that nickname. I can't
call him Arata because there's already like two different Aratas in my head. And
you're Arata.
No, you. So, like, what if it was his whole deal all along to get them into that crevice so that Muraku would tell him the deal, so that he would tell everyone else, so then they would go to the commander so that they could partner with Herpes, which is him. And that was his plan all along.
Well, he is Kaido Jin. I just like the idea of, like, him spending weeks planning on a way to push two robots into a crevice. I don't know. I guess we'll find out, but it should be interesting to see.
It's also nice to see that a character from the previous two series is getting a little bit bigger of a role in this.
Yeah.
Just because it is so disconnected, and I guess you really don't need to know anything about Kaido Jin going Kaido into Jin. This. Yeah, aside from his name, apparently.
And the big reactions.
But it's still nice to see him. Of all the characters, it's nice to see him. I wouldn't mind seeing, like, Bon, but I'm not going to hold my breath or really...
I kind of hope we do get, like, some sort of little... just even if it's, like, small updates on them. Like, we got a little snippet on Asuka, how she's, like, you know, being fabulous, and she grew her hair out and looks like a girl now. She's the original Vampire Cat pilot. Was she in the first series? No, I think she was just
in double.
Yeah. But so, I feel like we might get maybe one or two other characters that might appear to interact, but it'd be nice to just kind of know where everyone is. There was a lot of them.
Yeah.
Don't really care where Cowgirl is. What was her name? Alexis or something? I think I made
especially,
that.
Especially since, I mean, they... Not that Bon and Jin were, like, that close-knit.
They were best friends.
But it would be weird that if Kaido Jin is like only in on this by himself and Bon has no idea what's going on.
Especially since Bon saved the world like 3 times, so you think you care.
Yeah.
I guess Hiro too.
I forgot about that fucker.
I wouldn't be surprised if the stupid Otacross people will show up. God damn it. Got really old. Oda Goldo! God damn it.
Yeah, it turns out Oda Silver is a school member.
Oh, really?
No, I'm joking. I'm just saying.
Like, how did I miss it? You said
I'm like, oh, God damn it, Dawson.
Well, you know,
there is no Oda Silver.
Yes, there is.
Is there? There is? I thought it only was like those 5 core colors and then gold.
They're in double. You didn't get that far yet.
No, I'm still not past the 4th episode.
We just keep spoiling everything about double for you, so you don't even have to watch it. Yeah, gold and silver are a thing.
Fine, then.
Been a silver.
Oda Violet is part of the... I don't care. That's Violet Devil's true identity. He's Oda Violet.
Oh, God, can you imagine? That would be hilarious. Oda Cross just shows up and starts hitting on Haruki, the one that was blonde, because he thinks it's a girl. That'd be fantastic. Oh, damn it. Why can't their names be different? Just come up with different names. Flavors. Vapors. Sorry. Anyway. Robots. Now it's time for
the Twitter questions of the week.
Yeah.
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 He's
like so far away. Yeah.
That was great.
Just
heavy breathing. Kevin's doing a serial killer stalker vlog. The call's coming from inside the house.
So, Chenix asks, after seeing Forze and Wizard shit pacing, I have come to wonder something. Do you think that when the writer or writers, there's always more than one writer, except for when you're Riku Sanjo and you just lock yourself in a room to write the entirety of Kyoryuger, come to write this series.
Like, I'm going to write the whole thing by myself. Just slams the door, hasn't come out, just slides scripts under the door.
They're given the number of episodes the series will be. For example, Wizards writers would know that he was getting 51 episodes. I think they have a vague idea.
Because it always goes somewhere between 48 and 51. I don't think it's ever ended shorter or longer than that. At least in the modern times.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't imagine that it would impact your story that much, not knowing you get a couple episodes. Because you have to get to the same general conclusion. Yeah. And I'm assuming they know, as it gets closer down, how many they're going to have.
Not to mention, these ideas do get pitched to them. Maybe the exact idea that's pitched doesn't become the show, but there are ideas from these writers that are pitched to these to Toei or whatever. But so they do have a sense of what they want to do with the story. And how expansive they could make it. I'm sure after that they discover how many episodes they're actually going to be getting. I really doubt Toei hires people and then just doesn't tell them the number of episodes that they're going to get until like way later.
Because they'll know like the general range, and then I'm sure when it gets down to like a quarter, they're going to be like, all right, you have this many exactly. It's not like Power Rangers back in the day when they only had half the footage to work with when they started production, so they didn't know like how shit was going to turn out.
Of course, you would never think all of this if you were just to watch Fives.
Fives just ended. Oh shit, I thought we had like 10 more episodes.
You watch that series, and it's just like, did he not know that he had this many episodes, or Oh no, it's in a way. No, never mind. He did this on purpose.
It's fine. They're all dead now anyway. Because the Orphanox couldn't handle being Orphanox.
Orphanog.
Orphanog. The eggnog holiday drink. It would be great. It's like a gray eggnog. That would be disgusting. I feel like you were drinking liquid ash. Not Ketchum. Anyway, I'm going too far. Somebody stop me.
Kevin Phantom Thong says, "How's it going, cool dudes? I took the time out of my day to ask you another tweeter questions of the week."
Why, thank you.
My question this week is, what brands, stores, restaurants, etc. do you try to avoid and why? Cough, in and out, cough. You guys, why did you do this to me? I can't stop playing Animal Crossing, cough, insert dream code address here, cough. So if you want his dream code address, it's in this.
Damn it, you're supposed to read it, it's more comedic.
That's stupid.
Did I? Well, that's it.
In-N-Out is one of those things where I wouldn't go back there to the one that we were at, but if I were ever given the opportunity to go to a different one, I would do it just to see if it was just as bad.
Yeah,
like that one person did with the cookies. I want to do that with In-N-Out.
I told my friend. I was like, wait, who is he? My friend about how shitty it was when I got back, and he's like, oh, the real good ones are in Vegas. I'm like, well, then why didn't you specify when I was telling you I was going? It's like, there's always like a fine print when you get back. Like, oh, well, I forgot to tell you that it was this one. They have a secret menu. Well, that's bad business. I mean, I get them a gangbang being a secret, but come on, like the whole menu. I don't even think the guy that took our order even worked there. Like, seriously.
I don't think there are like any restaurants or anything that I specifically like dislike enough to avoid.
I avoid Burger King because they're assholes.
Yeah, I think avoiding a restaurant is just kind of a funny concept. Like, oh shit, it's Wendy's.
Like, you swerve out of
eye contact.
You run the red light, get into a car accident. Sir, what happened? Shit, it's Wendy's. Take off running.
But I mean, there are definitely restaurants where if I was given a choice, I would never ever pick them. Like, I don't like KFC. Pizza Hut, if I was given the choice to never eat Pizza Hut again, I would never eat Pizza Hut again. I don't know. All I can think of is like fast food restaurants.
I have a bunch of really particular things about just everything, and suddenly my mind's blank.
Surprise.
Well, I mean, it's just common sense, mainly.
Like, there's nowhere that I avoid outside of Burger King because I'm boycotting them again, because they're assholes again. What a surprise. Like Aerosol said, there's places where, if given the opportunity to pick something else, I totally would. Like, I mean, if you had to tell me to pick between, like, Pizza Hut and Jets, I would totally pick Jets.
No idea what the fuck Jets is.
Yeah, I've never heard of Jets.
It's really good.
Benny and the Jets.
I wouldn't say it's the best pizza ever, but it's really good pizza. Like, if you had to give me the choice between, like, McDonald's and Steak and Shake, totally Steak and Shake. But yeah, there's nowhere I would, like, flat out avoid. Stores, again, I go to the places I want to go, so there's nowhere I avoid. And I don't really prefer Walmart or Target over one another, because both of them end up having new toys at random points in time. So it's not like one's luckier than the other or anything. Brands? I don't know. I just always buy the same fucking brand.
Because I feel like there is things, but
Microsoft,
nothing...
Microsoft? I avoid Microsoft just because I don't really like them.
There's, like, certain things I think I do have, but I just can't think of them.
Oh, yeah? Well, I avoid Apple.
Okay.
I don't, but I've never owned an Apple product, but that's...
I still like how worked up my Max Knob of a teacher got, where he said, Windows sucks, Photoshop is better. And I'm like, that's not... You got so worked up, you just said something that doesn't make any sense. But like, Jim, I was like, that's not... Okay.
That was a Jim moment.
Like, that doesn't even work. I'm trying to... Because I have a bunch of particular things. I will, like... I don't hate Quiznos or like Jimmy John's, but like when people ask me, do we want to go there? I'm like, can we go to Subway instead? Because I have like loyalty to Subway because of Chuck, and I just like Subway. But I'm not like, oh, I hate them and I would piss on their faces or something.
I'm not a big fan of Quiznos, like at all.
I've never had Quiznos.
In fact, the last time I ate at Quiznos, it was because I thought it was a Jimmy John's when I was walking in. And by the time I was already at the counter, I realized that it was a Quiznos. And I'm like, oh, I can't order a Slim 4 with cheese here, can I?
I think that's about it. Like, I can't think of anything I flat out avoid outside of my distaste towards Burger King for the radio.
I avoid school and like life experiences, but nothing else besides that. I'm really bitter towards anything Superman. If that counts.
Well, that's a specific series, not really a brand.
Well, like if I see it in the toy aisle, I just start run screaming, flailing, just causing a scene.
You curl up in a little ball.
Exactly.
Okay. Fly, get the fuck out of here.
Shoe fly, don't bother me. That's
probably like how my version.
Fly, get the fuck out of here.
My
Whoa, fly, get the fuck out of here.
I like how my version is so much more aggressive. Shoe fly, don't bother me, man. It's like, get the fuck out of here, you bitch fly.
Late night, Brian.
So Fies Daniel asks, where was it? There it is. What's your favorite sound/jingle/phrases you heard from transformation devices from any tokusatsu series and why? This was actually a really hard one.
It is.
Mostly because I just read it about 5 minutes ago.
Damn it, I need more time to scan sounds.
Meanwhile, listen to Kevin snore.
That's my favorite sound.
While I don't hate the series, my opinion of them isn't the best, but I do like the Kabuto belts and the Fies belts. I love the sounds.
Standing by. As much as I don't like the series, Meteor's jingle, little fucking disco shit, was really funny. I think if I had a preference in terms of like tone and everything, I would go with Double, just because that voice was probably my favorite out of all of them.
Yep. Shut up, Cash. Stop whining.
It's because I mentioned Double, it gets him going.
I really like the jingle that Jin and Jay's Morphin Blasters play.
Oh yeah,
I kind of always dug it. Like I'd probably have to like legitimately think about it in order to come up with my absolute favorite. But there's quite a bit that I like.
Gabba Revolver.
Beep boop beep boop beep boop beep boop. That was fantastic.
Beep boop beep.
Oh my god, you saw that? I want to do that in public just because it'd be funny.
That fly, I wonder if Susan won't leave me the fuck alone. I'm getting really agitated. Really irritated.
Irritated and agitated. Irregitated.
Right.
If I think of a more clear answer, I'll just answer. I'll either shout it out next week or before this happened. So just be ready.
Look somewhere in the one-ups. Man, I really like the sound that the Otis driver makes. I've had to pick something, I'm sorry.
Sagozo's jingle. Sagozo! Sagozo! Hear that rhyming?
it's funny because as much as I like Kiva's like entire being, the sounds that the Kivat belt makes, I don't really like at all.
I did like the dark Kivat belt, like it's kind of a cool version.
Alright.
I got woken up.
The evil version of like Kiva's jinx.
I'm getting interrupted by an outside source. This isn't fair. Okay. So that's the thing.
That's on your chin, son.
Damn it, you stop saying son and get out of here. Get out of here, you street tough.
What? Kevin, what does that even mean?
Turn your light off?
Yeah.
I haven't
talked to you. Okay.
I got interrupted for this. I didn't even know what I was going to say.
It's jingle sounds, music.
I was just going to move on.
Oh, okay.
Unless someone had something. Nope, okay. This is such a weird-ass question. TKD Tigray says, would you guys work together as restaurant owners? What would be the name of it? Obviously, RR.
Yeah.
What food would you serve, and what would be your night entertainment? Maybe steak with a side of buttered popcorn as you hear poetry from Aerosol. Hero of the Limerick.
We eat would just poetry from Aerosol?
Here, not eat.
What?
Hear poetry.
I thought he said beat poetry.
Oh, we're gonna beat poetry? Like Shroot Farms?
That's not what beat poetry is, but
well, okay. I don't care about poetry. I'm not cultured. Did Dawson just get mad at culture? That's one of my favorite lines anyone's ever said about me. I feel like our entertainment would just, we would just sit at a table and have a conversation.
Like that, we would have cooks that do all the cooking because I suck at cooking.
I would do culture according to Dawson and talk about like how the first black person was discovered.
The entertainment all the time would just be us at a table talking while you eat. Like the most annoying people ever. They're just talking.
Basically, we run it like Russian or Italian Americans. We just sit around a restaurant and talk really loudly. Have a really loud conversation while other people are trying to eat. And we eat for free because it's our restaurant.
I think the
maybe solicit really would some bribes. I don't know.
The type of food we would serve would just be a culmination of all the snacks we've eaten over the course of the podcast. So, like, popcorn. Brian would, like, not opposed to the burger. It would be called that on the menu. Not opposed to the burger. $5.50. Like, I would just have weird stuff like apples and yogurt. Those cheese puffs I was eating a lot during that time. Cheez-Its. I don't know. But, Aerosol, like, put... I think he did put mayonnaise on a cookie. That would be on the menu. Cookies, $2 with Aerosol special sauce plus $1. It's just mayonnaise.
Well, mayonnaise looks like something else.
Okay, well, obviously that's why it's called the special sauce.
Okay.
The Kevin would just be like a basket of chicken tenders.
And fries, but you had to eat them like a chipmunk.
Chipmunk fries.
That's part of the rule.
We'd pretty much be out of business in a week, but it would be a fun week.
I've been trying to think of food with R names. So the name of the restaurant can still be RR, but it's like represents food. Like rigatoni or risotto or whatever.
Radishes, risotto, and rambles.
And then we never sell any of those.
Have some of the risotto. We don't actually have that here.
I want there to be one of those like onion bloom things on the menu, but it'd be called the Dawson Blossom instead of the Awesome Blossom. Is that awesome? Is that what it's called on the menu?
I love how our restaurant is just like we sell brand name snacks and steal other people's ideas. That's basically just what we do. That's our show.
I want there to be like the most supreme menu item that should be called the Kaido Gin. So like you're so surprised when you get it, you're just like, Kaido Gin? If you can finish the Kaido Gin in 30 minutes, you get a free t-shirt that says Kaido Gin. And then we can get the guy from Man vs. Food. And then,
you know, that's itty. It's just a t-shirt that says Kaido Gin. Like, nothing fancy, it's just the words printed in, like, the most mundane font you can think of. It just says Kaido Gin on it. It's a gray t-shirt, too. It's the most unappealing thing, but it says Kaido Gin, so you just really want it.
I'd buy it. I was just gonna say, it just made me think of something. Oh, I just randomly thought, I think it was Conan that was like described doing like realistic descriptions of TV shows, and he described Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives as like one man's quest for the ultimate diarrhea. And then it just shows a clip of Guy Fieri just eating something really greasy. I thought it was pretty fun. So yeah, pretty much, yeah, we'd be shut down in a week, health code violations and whatnot.
Well, that and harassment charges that I'm sure will rack up.
Especially making joke about people's racks. I mean, that would immediately, like, sexual harassment charges. Sorry.
What's the next question?
What's the one suit design or character that doesn't have a Tamashii figure that you'd like to see? He says, I say Dark Red Buster, which I actually kind of agree with.
I say the white Blaster Beetleborg.
I still want my BJ Stag.
I want my white Blaster Beetleborg. I will, like, flip a nut if I get a white Blaster. I'll film myself, like, taking an almond, just flipping it over. I really want a white Blaster Beetleborg figure art. Because all we got is a shitty one with, like, a tumor gun on him. It wasn't even a thing in the show. Why did they think that was okay?
It was the Thunderslinger.
I know, but he never used it. I don't know why they put it on him. And they could have included it, but they didn't have to weld it onto his arm. Poor White Blaster Beetleborg.
It always pissed me off as a kid.
God.
I know it's a gimmick. Kids love it. No, I wanted an accurate figure, damn it.
We're like little collector nerds even back then. Damn it, I demand accuracy! I don't know if you have to talk like babies. But I really do want that figure. Like, I'd like to see some Beetleborg's figure arts in general. Because I know we'll get... It might take a while for the GoBuster stuff, but I know we'll get it eventually. But that, in particular, White Blaster Beetleborg is more of a long shot because he was, like, really a small part, I think, there. Here he's sort of more memorable.
I'm trying to think of something a little bit more oddball, but I can't really think of anything.
Guy doing stuff?
I don't even remember who that is.
I don't know either. Kale just sent me a picture. Was like, oh, this guy needs a key. Who's the one that he was always fapping about? Oh, yeah, X1 Mask. I don't think he needs a figure just because of that.
Yeah, I got nothing. Sorry, guys.
Neo Jet.
What?
The Neo Jet Man and their Hitler Commander.
Okay. Black Puma. Green Hip.
I would buy him.
Black Puma!
I'm so great.
I don't get this question, so I'm gonna skip it. I don't understand.
Okay. I didn't even got that. So I don't get it. I don't even get I didn't even got. What?
So, Andrew Booth says, if you could take one of your co-hosts and replace them with any celebrity ever, who would you replace and who would you replace them with?
This is a personal question.
I would replace a person. With, I don't know. I don't really know celebrities. I don't care.
What are celebrities? I'm trying to think of somebody funny. Just Dwight.
Burt Reynolds. I don't care who he replaces. Just Burt Reynolds.
If anyone replaced me, there wouldn't be a show because no one knows how to record.
We'd have to get someone that knew how to record. So get somebody smart.
Stephen Hawking.
awkward. How would that work?
That show was really cool.
I would just picture his like deformed teeth the whole time. I wouldn't be able to concentrate. And I'm trying to think. God, I feel like I could think of someone funnier too.
Abraham Lincoln.
I can't top it.
You know what can top it? His hat.
That's terrible.
I had to, given the circumstances.
Shit.
Okay. Has anyone got anything else, or just move on?
No.
Let's move on.
Okay. Let's see. Daniel Edkin says, if you could bring one of your toys to life to do whatever you want, except change size, what would it be?
I feel like that insinuates you'd want to bring some sort of figure to life to make sex with. Like, you can't change its size.
I'll give you three guesses. The first two don't count.
It's going to be the alpaca?
Of course it's going to be the alpaca.
Is that your final answer? Yes.
Yes.
No, I mean, I was asking myself, but thank you. I feel like I'd want to bring to life an LBX just because I think it would be hilarious to have one. Because they, like, handle all problems, including fighting crime. I'd want to, like, have Odin and bring it to life just because I'd be like, Odin! And just, like, shout Gungnir and shit. I just want to shout attack function all the time. It seems like a lot of fun.
It can't talk, so it just kind of hover around.
Be great.
And you don't have one of those little cell phone things, so it wouldn't really listen to you.
I just pretend to use my own cell phone. I'm just like, beep, boop, beep, boop. So it just sits there. Because, like, you can only get one item, so you can't get a CCM.
They make it.
I would bring to life that Master Chief figure I have that Brian sold me from the RB and the Chief videos and just have a vengeance of the Master Chief. Hello, I am Master Chief. Will I get all to bitches?
Yes.
I need to rewatch those videos.
I was gonna pick Gabutira, but Plezon is like the coolest thing ever, so I'm gonna pick
Damn
him.
Damn it. I want to get one so bad. I'm having such bad luck.
So I'd pick him because he could transform and fly around with me. Like, obviously I can't fly, so he'd be on his own. But
I like the way you put that. Eventually he would just leave you because he'd need to soar to new heights, and you just couldn't. It's a sad story.
It's funny because my Twitter clients on, obviously, our Twitter feed, because I'm reading the questions. Meanwhile, there's a discussion going on my main Twitter account that I'm a part of, apparently, and I have no idea what's going on. All I know is I keep getting alerts. Finally, Jeff asks, what do you want in a console? Do you want Blu-ray and all that, or just games?
I want, like, a toaster oven.
That would be really cool. It plays games, it watches movies, and it toasts your toast.
What was the exact question?
Like what do you want a console, a video game console, to do exactly? Do you need all the bells and whistles, or is, like, just playing games enough?
I like to have them. It's not like I want it to do everything, but it's nice, like, that my PS3 plays Blu-ray and can do Netflix and all that stuff. I think that they're going a little bit to the extreme with a lot of the stuff now, where they make, like, everyday stuff seem more inconvenient than it is. Like, tired of reaching for your remote? I'm like, no. But I do like it to have a,
like,
lot more.
Like, that's a function that I don't think is necessary, but I'm glad it has, because my TV remote's broken.
So I use that to change it when I, like, the inputs and stuff, but just, like, the sort of all-in-one stuff, it's not as inconvenient as they think to have multiple outputs, but I do like it to have multiple services, because it kind of makes it more worth it overall.
I don't think it needs Blu-ray, but it's one of those things that I like having, because it means I only need one box there as opposed to two. but all I really want a console to do is play my video games, and while we're at it, just play my movies, have Netflix and like Hulu and shit, even though Hulu's a bunch of shit and shit.
I like how you said all I wanted to do is play my movies, but I don't care. Blu-ray's there.
I'm messed up. I'm fucked. But yeah, like I said, games is the biggest priority, obviously, because it's a game console. I don't really care what else it does. Anything else is a bonus, I think. But like you said, like the Xbox One is like going to the extreme in terms of all this shit that it can do. Like, it's basically, it wants to be your entire entertainment setup in one box, and it just kind of does everything ever. And like, it's like, we're your cable box too. I'm like, how do you do that?
Did you absorb it?
Are you Majin Buu? Cable box.
The thing is, like, when you look at the PS3, I can't speak for Xbox 360 because I don't own one. But when you look at the PS3, it does do some other things. Like, you can go online. You can. They have a YouTube app. Netflix and all this stuff, and some of it works well, some of it really doesn't. It like isn't as good as it could be.
Why,
like,
do home consoles have internet browsers in them?
Yeah,
like, what's the point?
That's pretty much it. Like, if I get that they want to expand and have like give you that option so that it can be your one go-to object, but it doesn't do it as well as my computer. It's just never going to be as good of an internet browser as my computer, unless they can do something really drastic. I don't know what that would be, but in terms of other stuff, Netflix is fantastic on the PS3. I prefer it on the PS3, actually.
That's usually where I watch Netflix, given the choice, just because it's my TV. Actually, the connection with the Wii U is, I need to like adjust it in the menus and stuff. The color's really off, so when I try to watch Netflix on the Wii U, like, the color just looks shit. So I usually watch on the PS3, just because that's how I get to watch it on the television.
I always watch my Netflix on Wii U now because it's the quietest of the consoles. Because, like, I have all the OG ones that are like, and I'm afraid like that PS3 is going to light my curtains on fire because, like,
my PS3 has just recently started doing that. But I mean, I guess it's cool that the Xbox One can, like, be your TV, box, whatever. I don't really care. I'm not going to buy it. I think if it can run it well, then that's great. If it can't, then, you know, they're not going to be that all-purpose tool that they want to be. It really just comes down to how well it can do it and whether or not it really is more convenient for you, because,
why is voice control such a big thing? Like, I was like, oh, that fucking, what the hell, like, I don't connect in Xbox connect. Or whatever, Google such and such, and
Ryan just saying company Bing names.
That's what I did. I forgot it's gonna be Bing, not Google. Search this, like, what?
Domino's.
I can just go to my computer or my phone, just type it in faster, I think, than I could probably speak it, given
probably
how I strung that sentence together.
It'd probably be more accurate as well, just because voice commands are so hit and miss.
Like, I hate voice command. Like, Siri on my phone is like a bitch.
It's hilarious. My friend uses it all the time on his phone, and we were trying to make happy hour, this place. Well, we went to this one bar and it was closed, and so we were just going to go to the restaurant, but he didn't know where it was, and he looked it up, and he was like, I don't remember what it was. I'll say Outback. And he said Outback, and then he sort of put the phone away from his mouth, and then he said, dude, are you down to run? Because we were trying to get back to the car, and he was asking if I was going to run, and then he looks at his phone, and it says Outback, dude, are you down to run? And he showed it to me. And it was pretty great. Like, I was surprised how accurate it was, but it searched the whole thing.
Searching for Outback, are you down to run?
Oh, it was great. I don't remember what the question was now. Oh, yeah, something about Blu-ray.
What do you want? Consoles? Yeah. But, yeah, like, the Wii U not having Blu-ray doesn't kill it for me. Just because I have the PS3 and probably going to get a PS4, so I don't really care if the Wii U has Blu-ray or not. And yeah. I think for the people that only get Nintendo consoles, they're at the point where, I mean, Nintendo doesn't really put that kind of thing in their consoles. They add Netflix and everything, because that's pretty much where we're at in life, is all these streaming services.
Netflix is on my toothbrush, I mean.
Just give it time.
They have like one of those ones where it plays music, but instead it plays like images in your head. It would be fucking amazing. I would just brush my teeth all the time. I would be so hygienic. Sorry, I took it to a place.
That would actually be detrimental to your teeth's health. Not more help. Like, help.
It would more like detrimental. I was awesome. It would be worth it. Like, I just brushed my teeth completely off watching like a season of The Office. Wow. This is like where the questions can end up on this show. We just talked about like ruining your teeth in like a futuristic Netflix toothbrush based off this question.
So if we're done, is there another question?
No, we're done.
No.
There's no more questions.
You seem so sad.
Want more?
You seem so sad.
I can materialize more.
I bet you could. There's a whole like bunch of questions from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that I don't have written down anywhere.
It's as if someone neglected to mention that to you or something. Wait, they didn't, because I said that on the podcast. It was recording. You listened back to it. You edited that shit.
What's going on?
Brian's being attacked.
Confused.
Nothing. Just move on to, I don't know, final thingies or whatever.
Yeah.
Final thingies.
Best intro to final thingies ever. Just like, whatever segment's next. So, next week, Facebook. I'll try to think of a good question, answer it, and then, you know, got 2 weeks to Twitter it up, and does anybody have anything else to say? Thank you. Come again.
Yeah. I forgot where Ginga was supposed to go. Did we do it already? Shit. I don't know.
Yeah, we just talked about it. Don't you remember, Brian?
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't watched it. I'm not going to watch it, so I was just looking forward to talking. Okay. I'll just sit in my corner while you talk about Ginga.
We can skip it for now.
That's okay. Go ahead. Just get it over with, like a band-aid. Watch it? Really? I can't believe it, man. Kevin.
I thought there was another guy here.
We should have known bringing him on and then talking about golf for 34 minutes would have done it.
We only talked about Gar for 27 minutes, thank you.
I added in those extra 7.
Is he really gone?
Kevin, are you really gone?
He's here, but he's not here.
Kevin, you're supposed to be snoring. Are you dead? That's alarming if you're dead. How can we ever figure out what kind of passes we're going to get from Morphicon?
Oh yeah, I needed to talk to you guys about that.
I need to know, if the kid's going, I'm getting the No Ranger pass, so... Anyway, should we do ramble time then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah! Okay, we're back in ramble time.